Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. Ferocious wind-driven wildfires have laid waste to entire neighborhoods in eastern Washington state. The Spokane area has been especially hard hit. Hundreds of homes are no more.
Residents in 5,000 homes were forced to evacuate as wildfires remain uncontained in eastern Washington state. Some 600 homes, businesses, and other buildings have been destroyed. Wildfires have burned more than 8 square miles around Spokane and are among a dozen wildfires across the western U.S. The federal response team from California has been called in to help with the three Washington state blazes. I'm Donna Water.
Devastating flooding has washed out roads, resulting in many high water rescues in and around Surry County, northwestern North Carolina. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche formally terminating President Trump's $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. The move follows weeks of talks with two Republican senators who had been blocking his attorney general nomination. With negotiations expected to resume soon, President Trump says he has paused plans for a major attack on Iran.
I was asked to by Saudi Arabia, by UAE, and by Qatar, and by Iran.
It would have been the largest such attack since World War II, according to the president.
We were all set to go. It's about at this time right now. And it would have been a massive attack.
Oil prices fell following word that the attack was off. The first Republican woman from Texas to be elected to the U.S. House, where she had served for almost 30 years, has died. Former Congresswoman Kay Granger died over the weekend at the age of 83. The Dow futures 346 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 131. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so heads up at the Bay Bridge. If you're traveling west, I was just making a routine check and got down there and looked at the one camera on the west end. There was no traffic. Got on the east end and saw the police kind of dragging traffic slowly onto the bridge. And I'm not sure if they were picking up debris or there may have been a broken down vehicle, but they're now moving traffic again. But that traffic that was stopped hasn't quite made it yet to the west end. It's just now starting to come down the hill from the top of the main span westbound. So you have a delay back there coming from Route 8 onto the bridge, but it is moving and the speeds are up and you'll have all three lanes open. We'll come back and revisit that in about 10 minutes there on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We are tracking rain and storms today with highs in the very warm and humid upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Nottingham and 74 in Abingdon. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland lawmakers are returning to Annapolis today for a special session on redistricting. The three-day session will focus on setting new standards for how future congressional maps are drawn in the state. Lawmakers are expected to consider a proposed
constitutional amendment that would spell out how congressional districts are drawn in Maryland. If approved by a 3/5 vote in both the state, House, and Senate, a referendum will appear on Marylander ballots for the November general election. And the Maryland Department of Health has confirmed the state's first human case of West Nile virus this year. The patient is a Capital Region resident. Marylanders are urged to take steps to reduce the risk of being bitten by mosquitoes. Deputy Secretary for Public Health Services, Dr. Meg Sullivan, says best defense is to use insect repellent, eliminate standing water near the home, and cover exposed skin, especially during dusk and dawn. The virus is transmitted by infected mosquitoes that have fed on birds with the virus. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 005, the pick 4, 6778. It's 6:04. Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. It was a soggy day yesterday at Camden Yards as the O's suffered back-to-back shutouts before the deadline.
1-2 to Harper. And that ball is crushed deep to right field. It is gone! 23rd home run of the year, number 386 for his career.
Kyle McCarthy had the call in NBC Sports Philadelphia. Bryce Harper's solo shot came in the fifth, and the Phillies would score three more rain-soaked runs to close out an 8-0 shutout of Baltimore. The game delayed for 2 hours after the third called after 5.5. After the game, manager Albernaz lamenting the weather, but saw no point in blaming it.
No one's going to make an excuse. You know, both teams had to play through it. You know, Phillies ended up taking a W.
That's about it. The loss leaves the Birds at 54-58 on the season, now 2.5 back in the muddle called the American League wild card race, four teams ahead of them. Meanwhile, more than 20,000 fans turned out Saturday to watch the Ravens' first ever practice in College Park. Head coach Jesse Minter on the experience.
I mean, I think we got the best fan base in the world, and for us to be able to take the show on the road, you know, and still have like all these people show up, it's really cool.
Among the luminaries who took it in, former Terps Jermaine Lewis and Torrey Smith, as well as basketball great Derek Queen, current Terps quarterback Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding exchanging jerseys with Lamar. Coming up in 30 minutes, a lot of activity at the Major League Baseball trade deadline. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of
the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, August 3rd, 2026. Here are your top stories coming up in this hour. RFK Jr. goes on the fake news network and completely embarrasses Dana Bash in an exchange over vaccines and Fauci and the virus and so on and so forth. Lockdown Larry has discovered the Constitution in an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. We'll tell you what he had to say. He said shouldn't be a Constitution, shouldn't be a partisan tool. And he's referring to the special session today of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, where absolute power corrupts absolutely, and this is an absolute power grab by Maryland Democrats as the special session gets underway starting today. Remember, it was just, not too long ago, about 5 years ago, that a judge, a Democrat-appointed judge here in the state of Maryland, was struck down an effort to redistrict back then, calling the map extremely gerrymandered. This week, lawmakers will seek to change the law, just not the law, but to amend the Constitution of the state of Maryland in order to, again, achieve their insidious power grab. And the only thing that really can stop it is you, the voter. Here's Electric Bill Ferguson.
This is not about a map. It's about the rules that govern map making. If we pass this constitutional amendment and the voters approve it, it means that in future times we'll be in a position of strength with options, not a position of weakness where we've already had a court reject our opportunity.
Well, let's be honest here. They wouldn't be calling a special session if they didn't have the votes. Okay, so they know they have the votes. It's 3/5 of majority in both the House and the State Senate, and Democrats have a supermajority, as you know, in both houses, and of course the governor's mansion. So it is a done deal, a fait accompli. The only thing that's going to stop it is if voters are educated enough and angry enough to vote against it this fall once it gets to the ballot. And again, we just have to pound it in people's heads. A, you got to vote. B, you got to vote no on this ballot question coming up this fall. Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey is annoyed, as other Republicans are. It's not about the structural deficit and the massive tax increase and rolling back all those fees and permit hikes and so on and so forth and our skyrocketing electric bills. And let's not mention the juvenile crime problem here in the state of Maryland. It's all about the Democrats wanting to basically make the Maryland Republican Party bring them to full extinction.
We know the intent. They want to gerrymander. They want to eliminate the only Republican voice in the state of Maryland. Nobody's talking about redistricting.
Yeah, that's not, in fact, the polls leading into the first General Insane Asylum at the beginning of the year. Nobody was interested in redistricting here in the Maryland. It was way down the list of voters' priorities in that session. And now, of course, we were told the only thing they were going to discuss, but they found a way to introduce another bill that is going to have arbitration reform for the public union state employees. So they'll be taken care of. State union employees will be taken care of, but you, the taxpayer, you, the ratepayer, you, the average voter in the state of Maryland, you can go pound sand. That is the message that the Democrat Party has for you and the rest of us trying to meet this affordability and energy crisis here in the state of Maryland. Your thoughts are welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We've opened up the phone lines for you right now. Chuck Whitaker is opening up the highways and byways for you. Traffic, weather, on the threes. Morning, Chuck.
You wished.
Well, wishful thinking is always
I just
good.
Told Kristen, I said, in the last 10 minutes since we did that one at the top, three major things have come in. Okay,
jeez.
Here we go. Outer loop at I-83. Haven't seen it yet. The camera at 83 is out. So I've been watching between York Road and that ramp. It's beginning to slow a little bit. So I think that one may be minor. The new one, looking at it now, and there's something going on here, eastbound I-70. The wreck is after Marriottsville Road. I'm looking at the camera at Route 29. And guess what? There is no traffic coming east right now on I-70. So we may have to take that ramp from I-70, get off onto Route 40, come all the way into 29, and then come back up to I-70 there. Very strange right now to look and see no traffic moving east through there. And then there has been a wreck on the way to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's on the right side, southbound I-95, right at the curve at Eastern Avenue. So there's room to get by, but if you're coming south from Moravia Road, you'll stay to the left there. We did very quickly get back to normal from some debris that was westbound on the Bay Bridge at the top of the hour. We're back in business there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. It is going to be a warm and humid day. How about those downpours yesterday? We got hit twice in one day with that band of rain that came through. We still have a chance for showers and storms throughout the day. The high today is going to be upper 80s, and then a chance for storms continuing overnight. Actually, most of the week, it looks like it's going to be wet, and people say we do need the rain. We've had a lot of drought conditions in the state of Maryland. Right now, 73.
Some of the roads are wet now, by the way.
Drizzling at 73 in Columbia, and it's drizzling and 76 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. It is the Justice Department has dropped all charges against the former Olympic canoeist accused of vandalizing the reflecting pool in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Dropped all charges.
Yeah. Judge Jeanine Pirro is a new suspect. Anthony Fauci might be the guy responsible. According to U.S. Space Force, 2,000 pounds of space junk crashes to the Earth every week. And the left is furious about this. They think it should be recycled. Let them go out and do it, right?
Yeah, it's mostly metal anyway.
Yeah. Spider-Man's Brand New Day set a new opening day box office record. Apparently, Congress is going to bring back Dr. Fauci to testify how that spider escaped from a lab in Wuhan. That's what it's all about.
Right.
What are the chances of a sequel to that, you think?
Many times.
How many Spider-Man movies? Here's the question.
I didn't even know.
I think it's probably more Spider-Man than Superman movies.
I think there's more Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Definitely. Latest fashion trend among women is called naked dressing. It focuses on sheer outfits that show underwear and more. You can see right through the outer layer.
Then why even wear the outer layer, moron?
My wife is always saying, I have nothing to wear tonight. Now she'll be...
At least you stay cooler. You get a breeze.
That's right. Everybody likes a breeze.
I like a breeze.
An explosion of shark sightings in the waters of New York City.
Good.
Yeah, but they'll be leaving because the sharks are being repelled by high real estate and tax prices as well.
Those are loan sharks.
Yeah. After his arrest for drunk driving, Tony Romo has been indefinitely suspended from CBS. He'd been replaced with J.J. Watt temporarily, we're told, until they can get breathalyzers installed on the microphones.
What an idiot.
Get the microphone out of my face.
Did you see him do the stretching exercises before they would, and then he didn't take the breathalyzer?
$14 million a year, right down the drain.
Yeah. Former Congressman Kay Granger passed away Sunday after transitioning to an assisted living. She was 83 years of age. Hey, today is National Grab Your Nuts Day.
It's National Grab Some Nuts Day, so do your part. And grab some nuts today, but not too hard. This special day only comes one time a year. So if somebody goes for your nuts, just buy them a couple of beers. Some people have nuts to grab, some people don't. If you can't find any nuts, don't mean you won't. I know there's one or two nuts in every home.
That's right. Absolutely. A couple of nuts here on the show as well.
All over the place.
By the way, it's Henry's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Henry.
Henry is eight today.
Eight in dog years or 8 years?
Regular eight.
He's the same age as my Dino.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 8 years of age. Right. Happy birthday, Henry.
He's a fine young lad.
Yeah, to give him a little birthday, what do you give him? A little treat?
I'm going to give him a smash cake today.
Oh, a smash cake.
What kind of dog is Henry?
He's a dachshund, long-haired dachshund.
Oh. Yeah.
He's got the really short legs and the long body. They're so
sounds
cute.
Like somebody who works here.
We won't go there.
No.
No.
You know, last week it was Ryder Wilson, the lifeguard out in California. Yeah. And, of course, now he's given a lot of interviews. It's just he's doing his job, but it was very heroic what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what happened at In-N-Out in Twin Falls, Idaho?
Yeah.
Shooting?
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
Another idiot.
You had another crazed gunman who took himself out, coward, self-inflicted gunshot, but wounded five and killed three.
Yeah.
But there was a state trooper and another guy, because he had a concealed carry weapon permit, he pulled his weapon and started firing at the gunman, and it probably would have been much worse if he. Once he started to get return fire, that's when he decided that he would take his own life.
Right.
So again,
that guy was brave. He had. I think that was a pistol. That guy, the one guy had.
Yeah, he did.
And that was he was letting them have it.
Yeah. I think his name was Jordan. Yeah, Jordan Salinas is the hero.
I couldn't tell for sure, but I thought maybe it looked like a Tech 9 or something. Yeah. Pretty big pistol.
Yeah, it was. Had a long barrel on it. And,
right.
But he obviously knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That's all he got. But, you know, he took a chance, and then I saw him dive in the bushes, you know.
Yeah. After that, so and again, another heroic act, maybe have saved some additional lives there.
Sure.
But very, very sad. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Getting your calls and comments here about the Maryland power grab. This is absolute power. This is all what the goal here is, to number one, get as much power as physically possible in the state of Maryland, and they almost have all of it, and this would be the lone remaining Republican seat if they're able. Won't change this year during the midterms, but by 2028, it certainly could affect Andy Harris's seat, and then Republicans would be left without a single representative in Congress. And there are some that are suggesting, well, they could put the other, if they draw it to radical, it could put their other districts in. No, they're not going to do that. They know exactly what they're doing, and this is to make Maryland a full-fledged Democrat, dictatorship. Your thoughts, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I want to tell you about Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty. You know, Vinny and his team of agents are going to make sure that your home sells. And they have all sorts of programs to do it. They trade your home in program, much like you would a vehicle. He's got all the details on that. The fix-it-to-sell program, where if your home does need some repair, some minor adjustments in whatever, Vinny will do all the hiring of the contractors, pay him up front, and then you will get charged at settlement, where they'll deduct the costs there. There's also the sell your homes and stay in your home up to 12 months. So if you're trying to time that, the sale, it's always a difficult thing to do for a lot of folks. This way you can sell your home and then stay in it for up to 12 months, and then of course you'd have to vacate the premises at that point. But it does offer you that flexibility, and of course the 12,000 to 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able in his database to get eyes on your home. So that's why Vinny makes the guarantee. Once you sign on the dotted line after agreeing to price and time frame, your home is sold guaranteed. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteele.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
722, I'm sorry, 622. There might be 722 though, deep out in the Atlantic somewhere. Wishful thinking right on a Monday. No, 22 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're talking about the Maryland General Insane Asylum getting back together today for a special session for an absolute power grab. And again, I was struck by the Electric Bill Ferguson clip we played at the beginning of the hour, in which he talks about this. It's not about the map, it's about the map making. It's about the rules about map making. Well, let's talk about the rules. The rules are, what the Democrats want to do is they want to have separate rules for state legislative districts and congressional legislative districts. They don't want to apply the same rules to both. I don't know how you can do that. I thought there was equal treatment under the law. But apparently they're going to try anyway. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is that only 50 people will be allowed to testify in the coming days. They announced this on Thursday of last week, and then the deadline was Friday at 6 p.m. They gave us probably less than 24 hours to sign up to give us public testimony. And, of course, the committee chairs and of both chambers, and they'll be the ones who decide who's going to get the 2 minutes of time. And I think that fixes in on that as well. So we'll get your thoughts on that in just a second. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so we mentioned last time around that we didn't see any traffic coming east on I-70. And in that area just around Marriottsville Road coming over to 29. There's no traffic there at 29. The wreck is east of Marriottsville Road, and now confirmed that all the eastbound lanes are blocked. So this is the way you're going to have to do it. If you're at Marriottsville Road, you can get off there. If you're back at Route 40, you get off there. You're going to have to come all the way in to Route 29 on 40 and then come back up 29 and pick up I-70 there. So that's going to be a problem, and we'll start to build after the bridge at Route 32. Keep in mind, in the city, the wreck was on the right side, southbound I-95 at Eastern Avenue, and now the backup there is at least a half mile and building, so you'll stay to the center and the left-hand lanes through there. It looks like the wreck, which was minor, has cleared from the outer loop of the Beltway near the ramp at I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm and humid, chance for showers and storms again throughout the day today, upper 80s tonight. Storms continue overnight and through most of the week. We're going to have a little bit of unstable weather here with us. It's cloudy, 73 in Ellicott City, 72 in Pikesville. Mark is in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, John and company. And by the way, Oyvind Cashman to the Baltimore Orioles for losing two straight shutout games this past weekend. Oyvind.
Yeah, it's good that we got rain, because otherwise the mercy rule may have been implied there.
I understand. Well, here's the thing, that if you have to remember, if there is a proposed constitutional amendment passing both houses at the state legislature, it goes up for voters in November, the Republicans need to stop it. And company need to stop it in the court system if it ever goes that way, because if it becomes a constitutional amendment downwards on the line, there is no way a court system can overrule it. That's the thing, because at that point, so the point is to stop it in the court system now. Once it's approved, if it's ever approved, hopefully not, as an amendment to the Maryland State Constitution. Note the word, this has happened before with another unfortunate bill from way back when, then that's it. So they got to stop it now if it passes both houses. And it does need the governor's signature, I understand. So that's the process, I understand. So that's the thing.
You got I think you look at it, Mark, and it's going to be an uphill battle. The only there's no legislative gimmickry or tricks at Republicans. They talked about boycotts. They've got the numbers, so they'll meet quorum. They have the 3/5 vote in both houses. The only thing you can do is appeal to Democrats, and I don't think there's enough common sense Democrats left in Annapolis to cross the aisle and vote against changing. No, that's not going to happen. So the best chance we have is to stop this once it gets on the ballot, and that is convince Marylanders that this is not good to leave a single party, give them that much power in any state, especially here in the state of Maryland. So that's our best chance. Now, should it pass, God forbid, and it becomes, it amends the Constitution of the state of Maryland, then it becomes a very interesting legal question. I'm not quite sure. We'd have to defer to some constitutional experts on how that would shake out. But this is uncharted waters. I think we've had one ballot measure in the history of the state of Maryland that failed. That was on raising the retirement age to judges to 75. But that was not obviously amending the state constitution. So this is serious business. Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. You have a great day. Again, this is the Democrats have got their foot on the neck of the Maryland Republican Party, and they know it. And they're going to continue to press down on that and try to snuff the life out of the Republican Party. And that being said, the Maryland GOP has done a pretty good job of strangling itself over the last several years, of course, with the drive for five, with the actions of Lockdown Larry. We'll get to him after the 6:30 news and his constitutional piece in the commentary in the Baltimore Sun yesterday. But again, the establishment Republicans versus the conservative Republicans or MAGA Republicans or populist Republicans, whatever you want to call them, this is a Trump party right now that is dominated by President Trump. And, of course, not obviously popular in the state of Maryland because of the way the Democrats have, controlled the state. But Trump did get more votes last time than he did time before in the state of Maryland. So there are some success stories here that you can point to. But there is this internecine feud within the party, which we've talked about at great length here. We've had establishment Republicans here crossing the aisle to work with Democrats to get rid of conservative slash MAGA Republicans. We've seen it within Republican leadership. We've seen it again here in Baltimore County, elsewhere throughout the state, where the rhinos, if you will, they just want to take turns governing with the Democrats. They like to have their names on bills, and they get their little district projects funded, and they get to say that that they are part of the process. But meanwhile, the state is being mismanaged into perfect hell. So that's why this is important. And again, I don't see at this point being able to stop it until it gets to the ballot. And then that's where we have our best chance. So we need to spread the word. Again, now more than ever, to get energized, to make sure we get out to vote this November. And I know it's tough with, again, you should be angry. Affordability, energy prices, and now this power grab by the Democrats. Everyone should get energized over what is the attempt here against the Republicans and the voters here in the state of Maryland. So give us a call. Let us know what you think. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up next, Lockdown Larry discovers the Constitution of the United States. She says it should not be used as a tool for partisan politics, and yet that's exactly what he used it for during the COVID lockdowns. 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Police say a man has died after being pulled from the water in Harbor East. Investigators say the victim was involved in a physical altercation in the 1300 block of Lancaster Street before going into the water on Sunday afternoon. The 37-year-old was pulled from the water and taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Homicide detectives are investigating. And a well-being check has led to a homicide investigation in Baltimore. Officers were called to the rear of the 900 block of East 20th Street on Saturday afternoon, where they found a man with gunshot wounds. Medics pronounced the man dead at the scene. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to contact homicide detectives or Metro Crime Stoppers. And the Johns Hopkins researcher who was detained by ICE last week has been released. Dr. Fatima Ameka was taken into custody on July 28th while boarding a domestic flight at BWI Airport after the DHS claimed she overstayed her visa. According to a local newspaper, Ameka's attorney, Benjamin Osorio, says she was arrested despite a pending application for asylum. He says, in addition, she has an employment authorization document, which is valid until December 2029. And a Powerball ticket sold at a 7-Eleven in College Park is worth $1 million after matching the first five numbers in Saturday night's drawing, according to the Maryland Lottery. The winning ticket, purchased at the 7-Eleven located at 8905 Rhode Island Avenue in College Park, matched the first five numbers, 6, 17, 27, 48, and 50. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, there's been an update on the wreck on I-70. About 10 minutes ago, it was closed eastbound. The traffic was moving east to Marriottsville Road. They are now just blocking the right lane. So at least we're making some progress there. And we're moving traffic now at least in one lane on the eastbound side. So that will help the traffic coming east of Route 40 towards Marriottsville Road and then eventually over towards Route 29. And we see some of that traffic coming east. It's only trickling through, but at least it's not completely blocked off back there at Marriottsville Road. Now, we have problems going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The wreck is I-95 southbound at Eastern Avenue, still blocking the right side of the roadway. Delays on 95 back to Moravia Road. 895 gets the word about that. So now 895 is looking at a delay beginning southbound around the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We are tracking rain and storms today with highs in the very warm and humid upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Sunday was expected to be a clash of aces. Zach Wheeler for the Phillies and Kyle Bradish for the Birds. But a near two-hour rain delay derailed those plans, and the Birds end up dropping an 8-0 decision to the Phils yesterday at Camden Yards. Game was called after 5.5 innings, but the biggest news over the weekend was what the O's said and did off the field. Friday afternoon, before the Philly series began, President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias holding court in the dugout.
I look at where we are in the standings, and we do have a shot. We do care about making the playoffs in 2026, but we put ourselves a little bit behind the eight ball. We've got some ground to make up. We're not going to have a strong bias towards being in one of those buckets, buyer or seller.
And then the team made a move, dealing Dean Kramer and his 650 ERA to the Twins for 18-year-old prospect Gennaro Reyes. Reaction to the deal from his teammate Kyle Bradish.
Difficult part of the business. He's one of my best friends. We've played together ever since I've been in the big league, so it's tough not having him around every day, but like I said, it's part of the business.
And then, of course, Kramer was scheduled to start Tuesday against the Angels. Right now, that's undecided for Baltimore. Perhaps another deal is in the offing. Trade deadline, by the way, is 6 p.m. tonight. Meanwhile, pitching at premium this weekend, the long-rumored Tarek Skubal deal to the Dodgers came to fruition as Detroit throws in the towel, sending the reigning two-time Cy Young Award winner to L.A. for a slew of prospects. Cubs nabbing former Oriole Kevin Gausman from the Blue Jays. Rays obtained Freddie Peralta from the Mets. And the White Sox are all in. They acquire right-hander Luis Castillo from Seattle. As far as bats are concerned, Yankees landing power-hitting infielder Luis Garcia Jr. from the Nats for three prospects. Big crowd on hand Saturday as the Ravens flew south and landed in College Park. It was a two-hour practice. Some headliners sat out, but Lamar suited up.
Shouts out to the fans, man. Really was surprised by how many people came out for a practice. It was dope. It was a dope experience. Love Flock Nation, man. Love all the supporters. Let's bring it over to preseason games as well.
Among those that sat included Derrick Henry, Trey Hendrickson, Nnamdi Matabike, Calais Campbell, and Ronnie Stanley. Now, the team was off yesterday. First practice with pads will be this morning at 11 a.m. And finally, the Women's Pro Baseball League began its inaugural season Saturday, bringing professional women's baseball back to the U.S. after 70 years. Four teams will take the field in the league's debut season. The New York Heights, the San Francisco Firebells, the Los Angeles Queens, and the Boston Hunters. This comes 70 years after the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League folded. Of course, it was became widely known through the 1992 film A League of Their Own. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what's on the Orioles' agenda today?
I'm Ference Tove, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, our economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
Soggy weekend, Sean. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it nonetheless.
Yeah, I did. I mean, Saturday actually wasn't too bad.
No, Saturday was okay.
Yesterday was a washout, obviously. But
yeah, and the game as well. Yeah. So now here we are. Trade deadline's at 6 o'clock tonight. Right. The Orioles are really in no better position than they were really 2 months ago. You know, whatever, 2.5 games back and all that stuff. But you made an interesting comment off air before, and that was, if they're going to trade, right, what do they have of value to give teams? And really the answer to that is not a lot. You know, they, Taylor Ward, I guess, is a bat that they could probably part with. I don't know how much value he has. The only pieces that they have of value are of value to the Orioles.
Right.
And I think that, you know, Trevor Rogers, for instance, he's got to stay, Sean. They cannot deal Trevor Rogers.
Yeah. Well, they got rid of Kramer, obviously.
Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, I get that.
Right.
You know, but, so I think they go for it. I think they are in a position where they've got money to spend, according to the owner. And I think that they're still in the thick of it. I can't believe that Gunnar Henderson is going to have as bad of a 2 months coming up as he had in his first 4 months. So I think things are going to turn around. And I think you got to not throw in the towel.
Yeah, and don't we have, is Bassett back yet? Where is he?
No, I don't think he's coming back.
You think he's coming back at all?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right, so yeah, you need arms, too.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Boy, if you really look at Mike Elias's record over the last few years in terms of free agent pickups, oh, boy.
Yeah,
I don't even want to go there.
It's not pretty. Of course, it just depends what's out there and who's willing to trade. You know, that's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll see you after.
We'll see what happens.
Tomorrow we'll have all the details. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, there he is, Lockdown Larry. The former governor, Larry Hogan, has discovered the Constitution. Of course, he didn't seem to respect it all that much during his lordship in the governor's mansion here, locking us down and making sure we could get the damn jab. The vaccine politics completely ignored the U.S. Constitution. As we mentioned on Friday, he was a devotee, worshiped at the altar of Fauci. But here in this, look, there's a lot he writes in this commentary in the Sun paper yesterday that I do agree with. So let's just share some of the things he says about the headline in the Sun paper. The Constitution is not a tool for partisan politics. He says the current Maryland governor and his partisan enablers in the General Assembly are giving in to their worst impulses. Gerrymandering is wrong no matter who does it. And I agree with that. But Democrats have been doing it for decades at the end of every census cycle. Trump is the one. It came in and said, you know, we're not going to take this anymore. We're going to do mid-cycle redistricting. We're going to fight fire with fire. But, of course, now that Trump has done it, oh, my God, it's the worst thing. But Democrats have been doing this for a long, long time, and Republicans. But Democrats have taken it to a whole new art form. He says, supporting free and fair elections is perhaps the most basic promise those in power must provide to the people they serve. Maryland Democrats are breaking that promise now. He says, the governor summoned lawmakers back to Annapolis for a special session with one purpose: to change the Maryland Constitution to circumvent a court decision that blocked extreme, illegal, partisan congressional maps. He says, gerrymandering is a cancer on our democracy, and for 8 years, we fought to end it. Well, I'll give you the first part of the statement. The second part, not so much. Look, I think that drawing districts based on race, drawing districts based on party politics is wrong and should be illegal in the United States. It should be strictly on population representation. And he said he was the only governor to appoint a nonpartisan redistricting commission. Compare that to what Wes Moore did in the early part of last year, when they had Angela Alsobrooks, who was a no-show for most of the meetings. But there were 35 public hearings across the state under Lockdown Larry, and they listened to thousands of Marylanders, and he says produced fair congressional maps. In 2021, the Democrats, he writes, rejected the commission's fair map. They chose instead to rush their own map through, drawn by political operatives behind closed doors, and they managed to make Maryland's already notorious districts even worse. He says, I vetoed it. The legislature overrode the veto. We then took them to court, and we won. And he's right. March of 2022, Maryland court struck down the map, ruling that it violated the Maryland Constitution and the Declaration of Rights, calling the map a product of extreme partisan gerrymandering. The General Assembly was ordered by the court to draw a new and fairer map. They finally did. I signed that map into law, and this is the map Maryland uses today. But I would remind you, that map has a 7-1 Democrat. You know, I don't know anything fair about that map. It used to be fair. It was 4-4. Then it became 6-2. Then 7. So he thinks the map he signed was a fair map. Wrong again. In this op-ed in the Sun paper, we'll get to a little bit more of it in just a second. Not once does he mention the Save America Act and talk about cleaning up the election integrity process. Not once. And that kind of, to me, speaks volumes. And there are a couple of indirect swipes at President Trump, which he never misses an opportunity to take those there. But again, I just find it ironic and very curious that now, after ignoring the Constitution for most of his governorship, especially right after COVID, now he has discovered it and is lecturing us on what the constitutional thing to do is. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on 95 South in the city at the Eastern Avenue Bridge now has been cleared, and that's just now starting to recover for the traffic southbound. We backed up almost back to Moravia Road. So I'll have to go back and revisit that. But at least now we're moving some lanes towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The overflow traffic going south on 895 is not really sitting still, but is backed up around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and then back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So that could be the next delay there with the heavy traffic coming south. I just wanted to get a look, see if we're backed up. Didn't quite back up to Pulaski Highway. So right now, 15 minutes at both the tunnels, and we'll see if it recovers now that the lanes are open. They're still working on the wreck in the right lane, eastbound I-70 near Marriottsville Road. Could see a backup there with a single lane getting by, but at least we are moving traffic. At one point, that was completely blocked. And now there's a report of an accident coming into the Camden Yards area and the convention center on 395 northbound near the ramp at Dr. King. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a warm and humid day today. Chance of showers and storms throughout the day. Highs will be in the upper 80s, and chance for storms continues this evening and throughout most of the rest of the week. So much needed rain here as we had some drought conditions earlier part of the spring and summer. Right now we're looking at cloudy skies with some drizzle, 73 in Reisterstown. It's raining at 75 in Ocean City. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
That little bit of fat.
Well, we did tell you last break that it's National Grab Your Nuts Day today. Who better to celebrate it than Martha Stewart?
Martha Stewart celebrates August 3rd and Grab Some Nuts Day.
Just look at all these amazing nuts in front of me.
Martha likes looking at amazing nuts.
I love nuts. I love delicious, fresh nuts.
She loves delicious, fresh nuts.
They have a white, sort of oily flesh. You don't break the nut meat.
But don't break the nut meat.
These are very hard to crack.
And enjoy Grab Some Nuts Day.
Yum.
Maggie? Maggie, your favorite nut meat?
My nut meat? Yes. Almonds.
Almonds. You like the almonds. I'm a pistachio guy myself. Huh? Chuck, do you have a favorite nut meat?
Cashew.
Cashew. Okay. I also like pecans and walnuts as well.
Yeah, I like all of them.
Yeah. The Brazil nuts are
They're hard
too
to
big.
Crack, though. I don't like to take the time to crack walnuts.
With the walnuts? Yeah, you get them.
I'm too lazy.
You can buy them in bags now without the shells.
I get the trail mix.
Well, I'll be.
It's all in there.
You got your raisins in there.
Get
and
your bag
helpful.
O' nut meat, Maggie. Taco Bell looking to launch a dessert, the new Crunchwrap slider with the new creme brulee Crunchwrap slider.
Ooh, very nice.
But it is a bizarre combination. It tastes like creme brulee. Features creamy vanilla filling and a cinnamon sugar coated mini tostada shell. 27 grams of carbs, 10 grams of sugar. So it'll
used to be called the cinnamon crisp, right. I think, back in the day.
A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
Absolutely. I know all about that. Thank you.
Pizza launching new triple cheese.
I saw that written down somewhere one time.
Yes, indeed, you did. Pizza is launching the new triple cheese mac and s'mores sticks.
Also,
triple cheese mac, cavatappi pasta baked with white cheddar, pizza cheese, and parmesan, and the s'more sticks. Just like you would think. S'mores on a stick. You know, so.
Well, like not s'mores with it, just make that style, right?
Yeah, it basically is breadsticks topped with toasted marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate.
Right. Okay.
Okay. You like creamsicles?
I do.
Orange cream?
Who
with
does?
Vanilla? They're now coming to Starbucks. The new orange cream cold brew. Orange cream matcha and the orange cream frappuccino available at Starbucks right now if you're into that kind of thing and paying like, $10 for a cup of whatever.
Just give me a stinking cup of coffee with cream and sugar. I'm done.
Taco Bell has launched the new Pepper Jack Steak Nacho Fries for a limited time featuring the same Pepper Jack sauce as its $3 Pepper Jack Steak burritos available at a Taco Bell near you.
Whoa!
Run for the border.
And today,
run for the toilet.
Today is the Shock's Big Chicken for Local Heroes. They're hosting a Local Heroes Day, giving police officers, firefighters, military, and healthcare workers a free original chicken sandwich with an ID, and that would be at the Shock's Big Chicken location. I think the only one I'm familiar with is in Gambrels.
Okay. Oh, I've never even heard of it. That's a great thing.
And I think they have it at Oil Park at Camden Yards. I think they have a Shaq's Big Chicken stand there as well, if I remember correctly.
Be darn. First I've heard of it.
Yeah, but that's if you want to, if you're a first responder, military, and caregivers as well, just present your ID and you get a free original chicken sandwich today. It's police, fire, military, health care workers as a thank you. For all of our community's heroes, first responders, and caregivers.
It.
All right? Good stuff. All right? So tell us how it is, because I've never had a Shaq Big Chicken sandwich.
Neither have I.
It's like Shaq O'Neal?
Yeah. That's Shaquille O'Neal's.
Okay, cool.
They got a bunch of...
I didn't know they existed.
Yeah. I didn't.
Same.
Yeah. As I said, there's only one that that I'm aware of in...
And possibly one at Camden Yards, too.
Maybe at Camden Yards. Mm-hmm. Some Oriole fans will be able to confirm that. Maybe we'll get Stein on Sports hot on the trail.
There you go.
All right.
Investigative report.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Coming up on 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So, yeah, you can read this. It's in the Sun paper, this Hogan op-ed, this commentary. He said, amending our Constitution to create a permanent and unfair partisan advantage is a clear abuse of the trust the Marylands have placed in our leaders. Every member of the Maryland General Assembly now has an important decision. You can choose to defend the spirit of the Constitution and protect fair elections, or they can return Maryland to the distinction of being called the worst in America. The General Assembly should vote no. If the amendment reaches the ballot, Marylanders of good faith and regardless of party should soundly reject it. So, again, I do agree with some of what he writes today, but I do think, once again, the fight should have been enjoined a long time ago, and now we're at the 11th hour, and this is akin to a Hail Mary pass. All right, 6:50, 10 before the hour, Elegant Kitchen and Design wanted me to remind, if you are a contractor and you're wanting to keep your project on time and on or under budget, best place to go in the area, just check out their showroom on East Joppa Road in Baltimore County, and or you can check out their website, elegantkd.com. Mike and his team of designers and craftsmen at Elegant Kitchen and Design pride themselves on incredible work, cabinetry work. You can see all their cabinets on display in various colors and various layouts. And again, they've got granite, quartz, quartzite countertops. They can polish and cut to your needs. So if you're a contractor and you want to keep your project on time and under budget, then check out Elegant Kitchen and Design. Baltimore County on Joppa Road, and of course, elegantkd.com.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. Right here on WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It's 8 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, the owner of the Sun paper and the Sinclair Broadcasting executive, David Smith, filed a lawsuit on Friday suing Wes Moore. We'll tell you what that's all about, what Wes Moore said, what has prompted that lawsuit. And you're not going to miss this coming up at our 7 o'clock hour. Dr. Li Meng Yan, she is a virologist, a doctor, PhD, and a medical doctor and a PhD. And she has got some very interesting things to say about the CCP virus and whether it was released by accident or not. And she's got some very interesting details to share with you, and we've got that for you coming up on our 7 o'clock hour as well. In the meantime, you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 as well. And Mayor BS is heading back to Martha's Vineyard. Okay, it's about time to shake the money tree up there in Martha's Vineyard. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Eastbound I-70, they're still working on the wreck near Marriottsville Road. So, again, keep an eye out for that if you're coming in on 70 from Route 32. One lane was getting by. It was a minor accident. Haven't seen it. I don't see much impact. It was 395 northbound at Camden Yards near the ramp at Dr. King. City Police with a new wreck in the northeast side of the city just came in. Hartford Road at Chesterfield Avenue. Both the tunnels still hurting a little bit. The earlier accident southbound on I-95 at Eastern Avenue is gone. We're still slow right there. And 895 is slowing down right after the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Oh, yeah, it's muggy this morning. You can feel it as you step out the door. Shower storms going to be with us throughout the day today. High in the upper 80s. It'll continue into tonight. We've got some drizzle and 75 in the city. 75 in Dundalk. Steve is in Reisterstown. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Sean. I'd just like to keep things simple. If politicians would ever follow their oath when they take the office or the Constitution, there would be no Democrats.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody follows their oath. If I sign a contract with a customer, I got to follow the contract. I mean, how do you get away with just changing, making laws that are against the Constitution? I don't know where that's written that they can do that in their oath. That's what I'm saying.
I think you're right, and I think what we see happens in law schools, they ignore, the Constitution as a contract, because they do teach case law, but it's all precedents on previous cases. The original case should be the Constitution if you're going to teach case law. That's the contract that many of these people violate every day.
Every day. It's just, as the regular guy, we're out here, I'm just trying to make sense of everything that doesn't make sense.
Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You have a great day. In fact, Cal Thomas wrote a piece in the Washington Times a couple of weeks ago, I think, talking about these Democrat socialists and how, again, their very existence is in violation of their constitutional oath. I don't know how any Democrat socialist can ever swear an oath to the Constitution because they want to destroy it. They want to, do everything. We've got that more on that coming up a little bit later on with Kamala's agenda. She revealed that of the Democrat Socialists. Yesterday was really a delicious moment on CNN, the fake news network, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Was on with Dana Bash, and the whole piece was about 20 minutes long, but I just pulled out, I think, the important audio clip that you need to hear. And basically, she was pressing him on all things Fauci, pressing him on the vaccines cause autism, the measles outbreak here. She was blaming him for the measles outbreak because he's telling people not to get vaccinated. He goes, no, I'm not saying that. Measles has been the one of the few vaccines that has been studied and has been okayed, and he's okay with the measles vaccine. So, again, more of the same from Dana Bash. You remember the people that were fighting the hardest against the Fauci 111th, invoking his Fifth Amendment rights last week, were the Democrats, some uniparty Republicans, and the media. The media has been one of the worst when it comes to being complicit in this conspiracy to make us all take the jab with misinformation and disinformation. They failed to cover hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and all the alternative treatments and therapeutics out there today, and they wanted us to take this jab. And finally, the Secretary of Kennedy had had enough of Dana Bash's bull dookie. Let me ask you something. Do you see your job as ending vaccine hesitancy, or do you see your job as telling the truth to the American people?
I see my job as telling the truth, and the truth is that there is study after study after study. It's one of the most studied things out there in science.
You're repeating
and
it like a parrot. You're repeating
so are
it
you.
Like a parrot.
So
I've actually read the science. Here and debate the science.
I'm not debating this for you.
Of course you are.
No, because I'm not
debating. All you know how to do is repeat things that people told you and say, trust the experts. That's what you did during COVID. Now we know that Anthony Fauci, who was the expert, was lying about everything, about masks, about social distancing, about natural immunity, about the transmission from the vaccine, about the source of COVID. He was lying, and you were punishing people for not trusting the experts.
The experts being Fauci, who we now know is a complete fake phony and a fraud. But Dana Bash got owned yesterday. Call it what you want. Humiliated, embarrassed. I would say turn in your journalistic credentials, but I don't think she has any. I think she is one of the many who are not journalists that are occupying anchor desks at these cable news networks that are advocates. They are cheerleaders for the left. And we saw that repeatedly with the amount of disinformation that they trafficked in while allowing or suppressing the truth and the proper information get to the American people. And kudos to Secretary Kennedy for, and again, it was he is the one that found the stuff Fauci on government servers. So thanks to him, we now have all of his diary stuff that we got delved into last week. Our friend Dr. Melissa Sagiv and her team of audiologists at Audiology Associates wanted me to remind you to get your hearing checked on a regular basis, especially as we start to age. You can have some minor hearing loss. There could be other things that could contribute to a more significant hearing loss. It's better if you get early detection, early treatment, because we do know that as we age, if you do suffer significant hearing loss, it can lead to feelings of societal isolation, dementia, and other things that aren't good for your health. So get it checked out. There are 10 different locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore metro area. They take a gentle, empathetic approach to all of your hearing issues, whether it's earwax or anything else. Check them out. Call for your appointment today, 410-944-3100, 410-944-3100, or you can go online at AAIAudiology.com. Make sure you tell them that I told you to call. Coming up next, big lawsuit. The owner of the Sun Paper and Sinclair Broadcasting, David Smith, suing Wes Moore. We'll tell you what that's all about in just a moment. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund officially terminated by Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. The action follows weeks of negotiations with two Republican senators who have been standing in the way of Blanche's nomination to become Attorney General. President Trump is holding off on launching a major attack on Iran. Mr. Trump says Gulf allies asked for the pause, as did Tehran. President also saying that an agreement with Iran is close at hand.
There's a deal on Hormuz, and then there will be a deal on the nuclear, or you might call it the denuclearization of Iran. I call it the denuclearization of Iran.
Iran remains defiant, at least in its rhetoric. Tehran says the status of the Strait of Hormuz will never return to what it was before the war. President Trump says the assault he had planned would have devastated the Islamic Republic.
We had an attack that would be the biggest attack since World War II. It would have been disastrous for them, and they didn't want us to do it. And frankly, Saudi Arabia didn't want it either. They thought that the deal is imminent.
Is there a deadline, sir, on the
deal? The deal is imminent, having to do with the Hormuz Strait and also ultimately the denuclearization of Iran.
Driven by high winds, wildfires have destroyed hundreds of homes, forcing thousands to run for their lives in and around Spokane, Washington. Firefighters in Greece mourning the loss of two of their own, even as they continue battling massive wildfires advancing toward Athens. Two crewmen died over the weekend, mid-air collision of two firefighting helicopters. So much rain, such a short span of time, resulting in severe flooding across parts of northwestern North Carolina and neighboring southwest Virginia. The Dow features up more than 400 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 703. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, 895 on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Still hurting. Some of this traffic came over to 895 because of the wreck over on 95 at O'Donnell Street. So we're still backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. It's moving. at least 15 minutes from there to go into the tunnel. Southbound 95 in the meantime now has pretty much cleared out. So if you haven't committed yet towards 895 south, you can use 95 as a good detour route. There was a minor wreck earlier, northbound 395 at Dr. King. No factor there. They're still working in the right lane with the wreck eastbound I-70 as you're coming in towards Marriottsville Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We are tracking rain and storms today with highs in the very warm and humid upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-70s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 72 degrees in Falston and 72 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that police in Maryland are asking the public to help them find a man accused of carrying a large knife while trying to break into several homes in the middle of the night. The attempted break-ins happened around 4:23 a.m. July 24th in the 13200 block of Guilford Run Lane in Fairland, according to the Montgomery County Department of Police. Investigators described the person as an Hispanic male between 16 and 20 years old, with dark hair and a goatee. He was wearing oversized athletic shorts and a light-colored hooded sweatshirt. Authorities said the person was seen holding a large knife while attempting to enter multiple homes in the neighborhood. And crews rescued a male from the Patapsco River Sunday afternoon after he tried to flee Baltimore police. Shortly before 1 p.m. on August 2nd, a male suspect was trying to flee from officers and jumped into the water in the 2600 block of Boston Street, according to authorities. The scene was across the street from the Safeway and near Professor Trash Wheel in the city's Canton neighborhood. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 005, the pick 4, 6778. It's 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Orioles were foiled yesterday by, among others, the number 9 hitter, no less, who was just called up from AAA.
Fly ball center field. Kowser ventures back out toward the track to the wall. He jumps. It's gone!
Tom McCarthy had the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia, and amidst the raindrops, the route was on as Philadelphia would play two in the third, two in the fourth, a single run in the fifth, and three more in the sixth. 8-0, a Philly shutout, game called after 5.5. After the game, the Orioles starter Kyle Bradish laments the pitch that got away.
Her ball slipped out of the hand, left it up in the zone, and hit it for a homer. That was kind of the only pitch that I really thought that got away from me.
Unfortunately, that's all it took as the Birds drop another series to a playoff contender. Ravens news. So now let's check in on Tyler Loop. His 44-yard miss last year as time expired against Pittsburgh. Loop had a less than stellar day Saturday in College Park, missing from 40 and 33 yards, but made a 43-yarder that kept the Ravens from extra conditioning at day's end.
50 push-ups, if he would have missed. So it was, again, try to do stuff like that. There's people here. There's something on the line. It's hard to create those type of environments. So it's good to see him knock it through.
Lamar hugged Loop after the field goal. Others slapped him on the back, but Loop looked less than thrilled. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Pads come out in Owings Mills today. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show. Right? Of course, using our studio mobile app. And, of course, if you don't have it, grab it right now. Go to the App Store. Download it. It's absolutely free. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Baltimore residents are demanding change over the juvenile crime explosion. A Chinese virologist with bombshell statements being made about whether or not the CCP virus was leaked or intentionally released. No accident. We'll get into that and what the military's role in China was with that virus. But our top story here today is that the owner of the Baltimore Sun and chairman of Sinclair Broadcast Group, which we have partnerships with both, full disclosure, David Smith, sued Maryland Governor Wes Moore. In June of 2026, Wes Moore made remarks during a national television cable show on MS Now called The Weeknight. And in this interview, Moore was asked about critical reporting on his administration and past military record. He dismissed the coverage as a political attack and made statements linking Smith to Jeffrey Epstein. Moore claimed that Smith said the Baltimore Sun's goal was to do Donald Trump's work, and he bought the paper to do Trump's work and to spread his message. Moore also stated Smith as a person who was invested in by Jeffrey Epstein. Here are those remarks.
Very plainly say what they did to you was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say what they're doing right now when we watch how the Baltimore Sun was bought by a MAGA billionaire who has openly said, and not my words, his words, that he believes that the job of the Sun is to do Donald Trump's work.
Mm-hmm.
That is his words. This is a person who was invested in by Jeffrey Epstein, who now bought the Baltimore Sun and is now using the Baltimore Sun to, as he says, to do Donald Trump's work and to spread his message. And so the reason that this is hurtful is because when you're questioning my story, my integrity, you know, you're also questioning the soldiers that I served with,
mm-hmm.
who know what we experienced, who know the trauma of what we experienced, who know the things that we did and those things we saw, and now have their family members questioning them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I thought you said you saw X, Y, and Z, and they're saying, but he's saying he's not telling the truth. That is so deeply offensive and un-American, not just to me, but to them. But also, the thing that really makes me so bothered by this isn't just about what David Smith is doing in Baltimore. This is about how local media is being bought around the country to manipulate, to introduce misinformation,
mm-hmm.
and to do it in a way where they are pretending like this is journalism. This is not journalism. This is slander and it's misinformation. And that's why I was proud to, you know, sit down with the banner and tell the full story.
Right.
Because the truth is that there's nothing about my service to this country that I am afraid to talk about. And nothing about my service to this country that I am ashamed of, and I don't stand by, nor the way that I talked about it.
Well, you've shown that, and so I thank you for the opportunity to have you at the table to share that.
So that was on MS Now back in June. He did not tell the full story to the Baltimore Banner. That is a lie. And the fact is that he did not cite a single source when he said that David Smith bought the Baltimore Sun in order to do Donald Trump's work, or that he was invested in by Jeffrey Epstein. He did not cite a single source, and Smith is now denying making those statements and also saying Moore did not cite a source for them. He argues the remarks falsely associated him with Epstein, a convicted sexual predator, and damaged his reputation and business relationships. Smith has never had a personal relationship with Epstein, conducted business with him, or entered into any investment arrangement with him as well. And we'll get to that argument, whether or not he's a public figure, here in just a second. But interesting, in a gubernatorial election year now, we have the head of two major media outlets, the Baltimore Sun and Sinclair Broadcasting, suing the governor of the state of Maryland for defamation. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, there's been a new change on the wreck on I-70 eastbound at Marriottsville Road. Apparently that was a truck that was on its side. They now have a heavy-duty wrecker there, so now they have stopped traffic again on I-70 eastbound as you're coming east to Route 40 and around Marriottsville Road. So again, we'll push some traffic over to Route 40. You'll come into Route 29 and then back to I-70 from there. Once they get the thing uprighted and get moving, we'll have the roadway open once again. Much better now coming south into both the harbor tunnels. About an hour ago, we had that wreck that was on 95 South at the Dundalk Avenue ramp and at Eastern Avenue. That's been cleared. A lot of the overflow traffic went next door to the old harbor tunnel, and now most of that backup is gone. So very good news for the traffic coming south. Have not seen any problems going into the southbound tunnel, but it's a bit slow. Some of the traffic that was caught up back there at Urban Avenue is just now getting into the tunnel southbound, but a whole lot better than it was within the last 30 to 45 minutes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm and humid, chance of showers and storms throughout the day, upper 80s today. Storms continue overnight and through the first part of the week. Right now, cloudy, 76 in Middle River, 75 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the on-again, off-again war in Iran is off again, this time after the president at Camp David on Friday threatened again a massive attack. And apparently war planners were getting ready to waiting for the president to give the go-ahead when all of a sudden the Saudis stepped in, and others, even Iran now wants to go back to the table after several of their energy infrastructure had been hit. It looked like Karg Island was going to be hit. It looked like, you know, they were going to be severely punished. And so this could be just a stall tactic once again by Iran. But the president talked about why the pause this time.
We're asked by the three primary groups. We're also asked by Iran, very strongly, actually. They said, we'd like to make a deal. Now, you know, I don't know what they say, because a lot of times they'll say that to me, and then they'll go out and say, we don't know what he's talking about. Obviously, they don't want to be attacked. And they knew the extent of the attack, because they saw it forming.
What happens now?
Well, now what we're doing is we're talking to them in the form of a negotiation. It begins tomorrow afternoon, and we'll see if it's true. I'd love to do that. Save a lot of lives. Save a lot of unnecessary power, to be honest with you. It'll take many, many years to ever build it back. If it could, I don't think it would be even buildable back. So we had an attack that would be the biggest attack since World War II, and it would have been disastrous with them. And they didn't want us to do it. And frankly, Saudi Arabia didn't want it either. They thought that a deal is imminent.
Yeah, because they don't want, again, the Iranian refugees heading to Saudi Arabia, just like the Palestinian refugees. Egypt didn't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. It's funny how the Arabs all allegedly stick together in the Islamic world until they don't. So we'll wait and see. present, giving them an off-ramp so they can avoid complete annihilation and destruction. We'll see if Iran plays it smart this time or continues with their Islamic fundamentalist agenda. The latest on Todd Blanche, the acting attorney general. He had two senators, Tillis and Cornyn, threatening to not vote for him. You need, again, all it takes is four votes to queer the deal. And there's two of them right there, and you can never trust Murkowski Collins. McConnell even knows if he's alive at this point. We keep hearing that he is, but we've seen no video now for months or weeks, whatever. And here's what we said about Todd Blanche being approved by the Senate.
Todd Blanche is a very, very good man, and he shouldn't be in the middle of this. He should get approved, because you will never get anybody like him.
And as to Cornyn, who apparently did support Todd Blanche before President Trump endorsed Ken Paxton, well, he's just a little bit angry.
And as soon as I endorsed his opponent went through the roof and he won the primary election. And the man that lost, the man that I didn't endorse, has become very angry, and that's okay. I mean, I understand that. I probably would do the same thing.
Camp David, the president, did talk a lot about the economy and how well it is doing, and in spite of, you know, the higher gas prices and some inflation is still in check. It's not run away like it was during the Biden regime, that is for sure. But he said companies are flocking and investing into the United States.
And we're building more factories and plants in this country than we've ever built before. And we're going to be, at some point, we'll be leaving this position, and we're going to leave this country in very, very good shape.
Senator Roger Marshall says it's time for Congress to stop, you know, pussyfooting around when it comes to Dr. Fauci. He says it's time for a special counsel.
This is why I'm calling for a special counsel. We need to get this out of Washington, get the politics out of it, and then go back and build this case that Anthony Fauci, for over 20 years, funded gain-of-function research. Then he led this cover-up as well. Then we got to get into the auto pen pardon. By the way, this was the auto pen pardon, so maybe he's not immune from what he said in the past. Look, this guy's slick. He's lawyered up. I don't know that if we can throw him in jail over this, but I think that certainly a special counsel needs to get a hold of this. There's no way we can address this in one morning hearing in Congress.
Mark Ray Mullins, the new DHS secretary, has caused a lot of tongues to wag. After all, President Trump was elected because of the massive amount of illegal aliens that were allowed to cross into this country, and he promised mass deportations, and that's what people want. That's what they voted for. Mark Ray Mullins is backpedaling on that.
And so what I'm saying is, let me work with you on this stuff. I'm not handling things like maybe the past secretary had. I'm just saying, let's work to get the worst of the worst off the streets, and then you won't see me in your cities and states like you do as much, because my presence won't be as big. In fact,
yeah. Well, again, the worst of the worst was the priority. Get the most dangerous criminals, but it was never said or suggested by the president that we would stop there. Again, mass deportation. That's what we voted for. That's what we want. We'll get into how it affected the Johns Hopkins research here in just a second. Today is the last day for Bill Pulte as the acting director of, again, he's out and starting today. Jay Clayton is going to take over as the acting DNI. Remember, Tulsi Gabbard was the DNI, and then she had to step down due to health concerns for her husband. Bill Pulte has done an excellent job of getting rid of deep state flunkies and plants at in the intelligence community. And might I suggest to the president, if Blanche, you can't get Blanche confirmed, Bill Pulte would be an excellent choice to make him acting attorney general, so he could then do the same thing there at DOJ that he did at DNI. And that's the way it was 561 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A, 7:21, 21 minutes after the hour, and I want you to check this out, of course. If you are a contractor and you got a project that you're remodeling a kitchen and you need appliances, well, the best place to go, if you're working on a build or a big redesign right now, you have the right partners at Town Appliance. You ask about their trade program. It's literally built for pros like you, builders, contractors, interior designers, and multifamily property owners. They handle delivery nationwide, so you get exactly what you ordered on time. Plus, you get a dedicated rep, exclusive benefits, and pricing tailored to your specific project. They have over 70 different brands to choose from, everything from everyday appliances to high-end luxury kitchens. Give them a call, text, or go online, talentappliance.com, and get started on your project today.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team at their Baltimore County showroom. They offer competitive pricing, fast turnaround, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Whether you're replacing countertops, choosing new cabinets, or planning a complete kitchen remodel, they'll help you make the process easier. Visit ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. And here with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, we're back looking at Route 29 again, coming eastbound right now, or northbound as you're crossing Route 40. A lot of traffic there, and the traffic on Route 40 is getting away from this wreck on eastbound I-70. A lot of that traffic is down at the light at Marriottsville Road, and I'm not quite sure. We never did get the exact word if the wreck was at Marriottsville Road or beyond Marriottsville Road. That would make a big difference. But the road is still closed. They're uprighting an overturned vehicle there. So a lot of the traffic on Route 40 was going straight through the light at Marriottsville Road. And then you have to come all the way in, come back up 29 north and eastbound, and eventually on to I-70 once again. So all of that is going to catch up with the traffic somewhere, Route 40, Bethany Lane, Centennial Lane through there, with all the traffic lights on Route 40. So we have to factor in a lot of extra time. But right now, looking at the live shot right over I-70 at Route 29, there is no traffic on the eastbound side. So that's a big delay there and a big problem continuing in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: warm, humid, chance of showers and storms throughout the day today. Upper 80s, chance for storms continue into this evening and throughout most of the rest of the week as well, as we need this this rain. And right now, 73 and cloudy in Ellicott City. It is 73 in Columbia as well. We're talking about the lawsuit. The chairman of Sinclair Broadcasting and the owner of the Baltimore Sun, David Smith, suing, filing in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court on Friday, David D. Smith versus Wes Moore. It is a defamation lawsuit that could involve discovery into communications and records. It has drawn attention to the intersection here, politics, media ownership, public reputation, all in a gubernatorial election year. Wes Moore's legal team is saying that the Epstein funds had owned a Sinclair stock during Smith's tenure as chairman and CEO, and that the governor's statement was, quote, absolutely and indisputably true. Wouldn't Epstein buy the stocks from a stock broker, you would think? But they're saying that the amount of stock in Sinclair that was in Epstein's portfolio was minuscule at best. So while technically, I don't know if invested would be the right word, but we'll have to wait and see how that plays out in a court if it gets that far. And the other issue is that this argument about, you know, public figures, you can say, again, David Smith is not an elected official. He is not a politician. He is a private businessman. And I'm reading from the lawsuit here regarding these statements. And Smith denies that he is a public figure with respect to the subjects of the challenge statements, including any alleged relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, any alleged statement that the purpose of the Baltimore Sun is to do Donald Trump's work, or any alleged use of the Baltimore Sun to spread Donald Trump's message. Smith did not voluntarily inject himself into any public controversy concerning any alleged relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, any alleged statement the purpose of the Sun is to do Trump's work, and the alleged use of the Sun to spread Donald Trump's message. So what they're saying here is that what has been done here to David Smith has caused him a lot of great harm. And he's, despite this, we'll have to go forward and say, look, you know, again, here's where I think Westmore stepped in a little bit. You have, if you're going to cite, give the quote. You know, if it's a newspaper article, if it is a TV show, if it's from a book, like we have done with Westmore repeatedly from his book, The Other Westmore, and from other statements that he has made publicly, you cite the source, you cite the article. And again, and that is when you're trying to present something as factual. If this is an opinion, well, you got to be careful with opinions that they're not delivered with malice aforethought, that you know for a fact that that's not true, and you go on a national television cable station or show, and you purport it to be so. That's where it gets you into trouble as far as defamation goes. So we're going to have to wait and see how this all plays out. If it makes it to the next level, look, a judge could dismiss this. They could obviously wait for the response from the Westmore's legal team before they'll actually have to do that. So the lawsuit was just filed on Friday. And this thing could actually be pushed back till after the election for all is said and done. But it is out there now. It is grist for the mill and something that Wes Moore, I know he thinks he's bulletproof. I know he thinks that nobody can touch him as far as, you know, he is the next chosen one vis-a-vis Barack Hussein Obama. But you do have to be careful about making these kinds of allegations. And then, what was the old saying? Never pick a war with somebody who buys ink by the barrel? Or is it something along those lines? That's exactly what's going on here. But get your thoughts on that. Do you think David Smith is going to be successful in this lawsuit against Westmore? You can give us a call. Let us know how you feel about that. Right now, a company that is successful is Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions. They, two great companies, have now merged into one. And again, they've joined forces, giving you two trusted places to go for transmission service anywhere around Baltimore. Both shops have been around for more than 50 years, and they were built by doing things the right way. And whether you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission, they can save you hundreds of dollars compared to dealer pricing. What I love most is how consistent they are. You do get the same honest, professional, courteous service at either location, and they offer free area towing and financing as well. They really do take that stress out of a major repair to your vehicle. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700. Go to jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, more experience, more value, one great team serving Baltimore. 7:30, let's get some news headlines. The latest with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Fox 45 reports that a teenager and an adult are behind bars after Baltimore police say they robbed a man at gunpoint at the Inner Harbor. According to investigators, a 17-year-old and a 22-year-old approached a man near the IHOP on East Pratt Street, pulled out a gun, assaulted him, and stole his property before running away. Police say officers quickly tracked both suspects down and arrested them. The arrest comes as Baltimore continues to grapple with juvenile violent crime. And homicide detectives are investigating after a man was shot and killed in East Baltimore on Saturday afternoon, said officials. On August 1st, around 2:33 p.m., officers were called to the 900 block of East 20th Street to check the well-being of an individual. Upon arrival, officers located an adult male suffering from gunshot wounds. Medics responded to the scene and pronounced the victim dead. The identity of the victim is not available at this time. By noon Friday, a beach patrol lifeguard near 5th Street had already used 7 or 8 swabs treating jellyfish stings. A small measure of what officials say has been an unusually active few weeks along Ocean City's beaches. The jellyfish commonly encountered off the resort are sea nettles, Ocean City Beach Patrol Captain Butch Arbin said. And Maryland lawmakers are returning to Annapolis today for a special session that could shape how congressional districts are drawn for years to come. Despite months of debate over redistricting, lawmakers will not vote on a new congressional map. Instead, they'll consider a proposed constitutional amendment that would change the framework governing how future congressional maps are drawn. If the amendment wins the support of 3/5 of both the House and Senate, it will appear on the November ballot, giving Maryland voters the final say. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And a big delay in Howard County. The wreck involved a truck this morning eastbound on I-70 at Marriottsville Road. Secondary accident also there is affecting the ramp from Marriottsville Road to eastbound I-70. So again, if you're coming in on 70 from Route 32, you take the ramp to Route 40, but instead of taking the ramp to Marriottsville Road, going back to I-70, you have to stay on Route 40 all the way into Route 29 and then come back up to the interstate from there. That's a big delay right now and a big factor for that commute in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We are tracking rain and storms today with highs in the very warm and humid upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's enter trade deadline day at 54-58 on the year, 2.5 back in the wild card race. But with four teams ahead of them, team has been consistently inconsistent all season long in no man's land, if you will. These sentiments coming out in this answer Mike Elias gave to the media on Friday as to where the team's head is at.
So we are out in the market on the phones, finding out what's going on out there and looking at things on a case-by-case basis, looking for trades that we like, looking for exchanges of talent that we think make sense for the organization. Maybe those are short-term moves where we bring players in, they're going to help us right now or next year. Maybe those are longer-term moves where we're sending out guys that are on this team right now and bringing in players for the future of the organization.
So basically anything goes at this point with the Orioles. Now, the team did make a deal on Friday, sending struggling right-hander Dean Kramer to the Twins for an 18-year-old minor league prospect. Tomorrow's pitcher, which would have been Kramer, is still listed as undecided for Baltimore. Meanwhile, a slew of deals over the weekend, headlined by Tarek Skubal's departure to Los Angeles. Kevin Gausman now is employed by the Cubs. 4 days now into Ravens camp 2026. The Pats actually come out today for the first time at 11 a.m. Head coach Jesse Minter on where the team is at after the first week of practice.
We threw a lot at them, I think, in all three phases, especially on offense and defense. So there's been really good retention. There's been really good execution for the most part. There's still a ton of things to clean up, but I like where we're at 4 days in.
Meanwhile, Ravens were off yesterday after the Saturday practice in College Park. Declan Doyle's offense getting a lot of work in, a lot of motion, a lot of pre-snap shifts. Here is Doyle explaining why he likes that.
And so all you're really trying to do in this game is, like, how do I slow down the 11 brains on defense? How do I make them one step slower? And then how do I make sure that our guys are as precise as they can be with any given play? And so shifting and motioning, any of the pre-snap stuff, you know, tempo, cadence, all that stuff, those are stressors to a defense.
Again, the practice starts at 11 a.m. this morning. And finally, the Political Action Committee, known as the WNBA, back in action this weekend. The latest is transgender rights in women's sports. Came to a head Sunday afternoon as the Fever faced the Lynx in Minneapolis. You know where the Fever Sophie Cunningham stands on this. She has been loud and proud. Lynx coach Cheryl Reeve wore a light blue shirt under her jacket that said trans kids belong and offered this in a pregame press conference.
There's a faction of people in our country that are making this a massive issue. We have some issues. Number one, we need to protect trans kids. Every kid. To me, it's a human rights issue.
The time now is 7:37 when we return with Cheryl Reeve being honest.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Okay, so this is interesting, Sean. I want to just replay the beginning of Cheryl Reeves' comment for a section, for just a second. This is the head coach of the Minnesota Lynx who wore the shirt that said "Trans kids belong." Listen to the first few words here.
Is that there's a faction of people in our country that are making this.
There's a faction of people in our country. Do you know what the definition of a faction is?
I would say a small segment.
Yeah, it's a small group within a larger group. Okay?
Right.
There is not a faction of people in this country that believe that trans kids belong. Just Google it. All major polls, including the New York Times, say that between 69% to 85% of people in this country agree that transgender kids should play the sport of their birth sex. That's not a faction. So when she uses a word like faction, that's misleading. That's a false premise. That's not happening in this country.
Yeah,
there's not actually a small faction.
You know, there's a small faction of people that believe that boys should be allowed to play in the men's women's sports.
Right. It's just the opposite.
It is just the opposite, and they're gonna kill the goose that laid the golden egg, because right now the people that are showing up to watch these games in the WNBA are Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham fans. In fact, they've had all these big turnouts now to basically thank Sophie for taking the stance that they should not be playing. Biological males should not be playing in women's sports, period.
And there's one other thing that the WNBA is doing. They're touting the increase in ratings for their games, but they're not breaking out the games that Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham play versus the other ones. It's three times as many people watch Clark than the rest of the NBA.
I just saw a clip this morning about she took an elbow to Sophie did, took an elbow to the face, no foul.
Yeah.
So the same thing they're doing to Caitlin, they'll do to Sophie, and they're going to need a lot more protection on the on that team.
You got it.
It's kind of like thug-like behavior now. I understand a hard foul. It's one thing you're going to do, a hard foul.
I mean, that's the game.
But these are assaults. These are assaults when you're hitting people in the face.
And there's intent behind it.
Yes, exactly. All right, thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Dr. Li Meng Yan is a virologist. She's a medical doctor and a PhD. For years, she's been trying to blow the whistle on what the hell the People's Liberation Army, the Chinese military, and Xi Jinping, the CCP, have been doing regarding the CCP virus, a.k.a. the COVID-19. She was told to cover things up. She went in after the fact. She wasn't part of the research team to help do this research on gain of function, but she went in after the fact to figure out what happened. She was part of the researcher who was hired to go in and do this based on her credentials as a virologist. And she tried to blow the whistle, and her Hong Kong supervisors were basically told her to cover up, and so she eventually had to leave. And she's now in a safe place. She was on with Bannon and War Room on Friday, and she talked about this release of the virus was on purpose, was no accident.
From the beginning, I tell people this was not an accident. And I'm the virologist working in the biosafety level 3 lab in the WHO reference lab. I worked on coronavirus after the outbreak. So I can tell you, based on all my understanding and my experience and my knowledge of Chinese Communist Party, this was not accident. You can't say an accident happened and caused people's death in Wuhan and caused the whole world damage, but still the chairman, the dictator Xi Jinping, are celebrating the trophy. They're telling you, oh, this is a pandemic, make the East rises and the West falls. And especially, this was designated from the lab, from the military, by stealing the technology, taxpayers' money from the United States, and leverage the corrupted pro-CCP, pro-communism campaign all over the world, and to cause the harm and targeting especially CCP's top enemy, the United States.
We have it. No accident. researched, released, technology stolen by the military, developed by the military, and Fauci had a hand in that, and it was done to take down the Chinese. Remember, she said the East rises and the West falls, to take down the top enemy of the United States. And as I've said repeatedly, that's what I believed happened, and now she's corroborating that, and she says she has evidence.
We also have evidence later from our top sources in military, in Chinese military, Central Military Committee in Beijing near Xi Jinping. We later also from these different sources to verify the virus was released intentionally in the community back to September 2019, at that time, to conduct a community trial using humans. And you can find that is a military civil fusion exercise conducted in Wuhan International Airport. And the scenario is one person carrying a unknown novel coronavirus disease to China, but later the symptom get controlled, he get treated and things under their control. So that was the exercise several months before the outbreak happened in the international airport in China, in Wuhan, under People's Liberation Army and with Xi Jinping's approval.
Yeah. With his approval, September 2019, remember they had those, the whatever they were, military games, military Olympics, the next month, October of 2019. In the next clip, you'll hear momentarily how the virus was allowed to intentionally spread to the rest of the world while China was trying to lock it down and control it, at home. 743, if you'd like to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. Chance for you to pick us from WCBM merchandise, but you got to call right now. Let's get some traffic with Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, eastbound I-70. Still shut down before Marriottsville Road and at Marriottsville Road because of a truck involved in a wreck there earlier this morning. So all the traffic coming in on 70 after Route 32 is now on Route 40. And you'll come in, you'll have all those traffic-like delays till you get to the ramp at Route 29, going north and east on 29 back to I-70. That's a long process right now. That's the only way around at this point. You do not want to make the left-hand turn at Marriottsville Road from Route 40 because the ramp to eastbound 70 is still blocked because of all that's going on there. So that's not the way to go right now. Just keep going past the light at Marriottsville Road. Expect delays, though, coming in towards Route 29. Everybody else is still pretty quiet. Nothing major on the Beltway. We're definitely clear right now. Recovered very nicely from some earlier problems at both the Harbor Tunnels. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Get everything you need. See Bernie today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm and humid, chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Chance of showers and storms continue overnight and through most of the week. And right now, we're looking at cloudy skies, and we have 74 in Forest Hill, 75 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Jimmy is in Northeast Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go last, please.
All right. We can accommodate that request. Good luck, Jimmy. Here are your three stories. Story number one, a man marketing oversized snack cakes as Big Debbie snacks is being sued by the maker of Little Debbie snacks for trademark and copyright infringement. Stuart Stallings says lawyers for Little Debbie have hit him with a cease and desist order after he began selling his snack cakes to local convenience stores and to Walmart as well. Story number two, James Tallarico, he's running for Texas Senate as a Democrat. He said some very controversial things, believing in binary Jesus, and there are six different genders. The latest has come to light, where he was idolizing Dr. Anthony Fauci with an action figure on Christmas morning. Tallarico has even said that he hates Christianity, but some are saying the worship of Fauci might be the nail in the coffin. In story three, a Florida man is accused of stealing power tools, and when he was arrested, he was dressed as Superman. He's being charged with felony burglary of an unoccupied conveyance and first-degree petty theft. Well, supers sometimes have tools, right? Yeah. They have supers in apartments, superintendents.
There you go.
Yeah. Who knows? All right. Here's a story about one. Big Debbie Snacks, sued by Little Debbie Snacks. Story two, tell Oro Rico's Fauci action figure causing some controversy. Or story three, Superman in Florida stealing power tools. All right, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
I definitely believe that somebody would be stupid enough to do the Big Debbie snack, so I'm between two and three. I think I'm gonna say two. As crazy as that guy is, and as much as there is Fauci worship, I didn't hear that, so I'll say number two.
All right, Kristen goes for story number two. Chuck?
Is that a drill? You're just glad to see me.
Right.
I'll go with Big Debbie.
All right.
That's not very
flag
nice.
That. Flag it.
Yep.
We could have much fun. We could have much fun with that.
Cut your head off if you wear that.
Oh, a threat.
No, it's a promise.
Chuck goes number one. Maggie.
I'm going number two as well. As messed up as he is,
right.
I haven't heard a thing.
Maggie
about
goes
that.
Number two. And Jimmy?
I'm going to go with number one, I think.
All right. Jimmy goes with number one. What's nobody that? Wants for story number three, Superman stealing the power tools. Yeah, that is a true story. And story number one, Chuck and Jimmy voting for that. The maker of Big Debbie Snacks being sued by Little Debbie. That is fake news today. So there you have it. Chuck and Jimmy are the winners today.
Okay. Jimmy,
we'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. Chuck, you want to take a lap?
No, that's all right.
Victory lap?
No. All right. Hey, who did that? As if I didn't know.
Hey, congratulations
is that
to Jimmy.
I mean, Maggie.
Very good. See you in a couple. All right. One more cut from Dr. Yan. This is, I want you to listen carefully in this, and she will talk about how she, Xi Jinping purposely let the virus spread.
CCP believe they thought they can control the virus, so that's why they held the military sports meeting at the end of October. And even Xi Jinping came to the opening ceremony. And after that, somehow you see the virus spread in the community. And we need to ask them, what did they do in the military sports meeting? What else they have done since they falsely believed they could control the virus and they could just use it to target their enemies? And of course, we know that even though it got outbreak in China, they still welcome the result, because when 23rd January, 3 days after I revealed these secrets through the media, Xi Jinping's regime marked down Wuhan, but let the infected people, innocent people, to carry it all over the world, spread it all over the world. And thank God, President Trump got our information in time, and that's why he fight against the Fauci and all the other experts.
Yeah, so this is very chilling. This, to me, is bombshell-type stuff. Kudos to Steve Bannon for getting this interview with Dr. Yan. It seems to me that Fauci and the gain-of-function idiots, very dangerous work, allowing a military-controlled Chinese lab to conduct these gain-of-function research. And then, of course, according to Dr. Yan, they intentionally released it into the community to see if it was designed to target their enemies. Remember when they called it the boomer remover? That was done on purpose. And I think that they put it out in the community to see if they could control it. Once they realized, oops, we can't control it, what they then did is they did this in September 2019. They knew the military games were coming in the month of October in 2019. So then that they what Xi Jinping did is he locked down Wuhan so that it wouldn't spread in China, and let all the infected people get on planes and head out where, you know, it spread globally. And of course, China was in a trade deficit with the U.S. Trump was cleaning his clock with tariffs and economic trade. And I think that this was all done to take the United States down a notch or two, and Western powers as well. So I think this is, again, at the end of the day, one of the great war crimes in history. I think Fauci was part of this. And I think President Trump should keep Xi Jinping at arm's length, or it's keep your friends close and your enemies closer. All right, there you have it. 751. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
753, traffic and weather on the threes. The update now, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, not sure what this is on I-70 westbound right after 29, but there are four police cars with their lights on behind a tractor trailer sitting on the right shoulder. I don't know what they have, what it is, room to get by, but just a heads up for that if you're traveling west on that section of I-70. Eastbound I-70 still blocked. The wreck at Marriottsville Road, they're uprighting the vehicle that overturned. So if you're back there at Route 32, you're coming in on 70, you're going to have to take Route 40 all the way into Route 29 and then work your way back up to I-70 from there. So right around 40 and 29 and through there, going to be some extra heavy traffic in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be warm and you have a chance of showers, thunderstorms again today. Highs in the upper 80s right now. Light rain in the next hour, 75 in Ocean City. And it is cloudy and 74 in Pikesville today. The Maryland General Insane Asylum will reconvene in special session as the Maryland Democrats go for absolute power grab. And they want to change our Constitution. They want to eliminate Republican representation. They want to leave the Republicans voiceless if they can. Again, Republicans have done a pretty good job of that themselves over the last several election cycles. But now they want to put the nail in the coffin. The Maryland Republican Party is on the brink of extinction, unless, of course, massive things can happen. And, of course, today, we're being told that the folks say this is last week. I think Thursday we learned the rules. And by Friday at 6 p.m. was the deadline to sign up. I just heard from Blanca. She sent an email that she's one of those who was selected to give oral testimony. But as it's her understanding, only eight people signed up to give oral testimony. And some of that might be due to, again, defeatism. Some of it might be apathy. Some might be there wasn't enough time to give people. Wasn't enough time to broadcast where and when and how to sign up. This is how they fix things in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. And they're not meeting about juvenile thugs and the explosion of juvenile crime. We had another incident over the weekend. A 17-year-old and a 22-year-old man approached a man near the IHOP on East Pratt, pulled out a gun, assaulted him, and stole his property before running away. BPD eventually caught up with the two thugs, and, of course, one of them, a juvenile, and the other is obviously being charged as an adult. But this is an ongoing problem, and even Mayor Scott says the juvenile justice system is broken.
That our juvenile justice system is broken.
Yeah, totally. Totally broken, and will they discuss it today in Annapolis? Nope. Only redistricting, power grab, and the arbitration reform for public sector state employees. That's it. Nothing else. No structural deficit, no rollback of tax increases, no relief on electric bills. And again, and voters right now, as it pertains to juvenile crime, it sounds to me like they've had enough.
Resign. Let somebody else take over.
If I could talk to him, I would say, listen, you really need to stop, sit down, draw out something, talk about something, but start putting it into action. You have to start putting it into action. We can talk all day.
And again, the focus is on the parents and Ivan Bates. He's done a great job. The one area where I think he has not delivered is on charging parents of juveniles in some fashion. If they're out there breaking curfew, if they're breaking the law, and they can't rein in their out-of-control thug kids.
Send them to jail.
That's right.
Yeah, send you got to jail.
More send, punishment.
Yep. And don't be so leaning on these parents on going to jail.
It's hard, but they need to know where their kids are. They need to know when, hey, Mom, am I going to the store? What store are you going to? Sometimes you need to accompany your kids to the store. You know, you need to know your kids' regular behavior.
Hold yourself accountable, and whoever you're with, hold them accountable. And you set an example. You live by example.
And so, obviously, you can't take both parents. You have to take one, because there still has to be somebody in charge of... So I don't know who gets blamed there. Is it the father? Is it the mother? Can you find the father? Do you take the grandmother, if it's a grandmother in there? Or do you deny benefits if they're taking government benefits? Do you deny them benefits instead? Which do you think would be the harsher punishment? To deny the benefits that they're getting, or to let them spend a couple of nights in the jail to consider their actions in neglecting their children? Just a thought. You can call in and let us know how you feel. If you're a grill master and if your backyard setup is looking a little tired these days, I want you to head over to Town Appliance. They did extend their big 4th of July savings event for the rest of the, at least through this month as well. So, yeah, July through August now. And they've got, again, the absolute best outdoor brands in the business. Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, Lennox, everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis when it comes to barbecue. Town Appliance has over 70 top brands, and both mayors who help run the place will get you the perfect fit. Ask about their flexible financing options, too. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more information. Stay tuned. Hopkins researcher detained by ICE has been released.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Up and down oil prices, they're down again, dropping after President Trump called off plans for a large-scale attack on Iran. The president says the Gulf allies pleaded with him to hold off.
We're asked by the three primary groups. We're also asked by Iran, very strongly, actually. They said, we'd like to make a deal. Now, you know, I don't know what they say, because a lot of times they'll say that to me, and then they'll go out and say, we don't know what he's talking about. Obviously, they don't want to be attacked. They knew the extent of the attack because they saw it forming.
Mr. Trump says fresh talks with Iran are planned for today. Iran's rhetoric remains defiant. Tehran continues insisting on controlling the Strait of Hormuz. The president's $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund has been formally terminated by Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. Move follows weeks of negotiations with two Republican senators who have been blocking his attorney general nomination. There is nothing yet on a motive for a deadly attack over the weekend at an Idaho fast food restaurant. Two people killed, seven others wounded in the mass shooting at the In-N-Out Burger.
Detectives
say a 24-year-old named Chad Williams started shooting with a rifle at the fast food restaurant and then killed himself, Twin Falls Police Chief Matthew Hicks thanking the two people who jumped in to save lives.
We can confirm that there was an off-duty state trooper and a citizen who actively engaged the suspect by returning fire towards him. We want to take a moment and commend the actions of the off-duty officer and the citizen and their heroic action to stop this incident.
Laura Winters reports.
Spokane, Washington is ground zero for several wildfires that have destroyed homes, forcing thousands to evacuate. 600 structures have been burned. 60,000 people have evacuated. The Dow futures up 549 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so both the tunnels are still running okay. Nothing major there. Just looked around the Beltway. One slow area on the inner loop at Greenspring, and that's a speed reduction as you're going down the hill eventually to the JFX. No change on the wreck. Eastbound I-70, Howard County, still shut down because of the accident at Marriottsville Road. Once you get beyond Route 32, you'll take the ramp to Route 40. You'll stay on Route 40 to 29, come back up 29, pick up I-70 from there. Police activity on the right side, several police cars and a tractor trailer on I-70 westbound. With the lanes open, they're on the right shoulder, right at the bridge at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We are tracking rain and storms today with highs in the very warm and humid upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Hampstead, 78 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a Montgomery County rabbi is challenging a county law restricting firearms near places of worship, arguing the measure violates both his constitutional rights and his congregation's ability to provide for its own security. Rabbi Shapiro told 7 News that Bill 2326, which prohibits people from carrying firearms within 100 yards of certain public places, including houses of worship, parks, schools, and libraries, puts Jewish congregations at greater risk. And the Baltimore Farmers Market marked a National Farmers Market Week on Sunday with live entertainment, cooking demonstrations, and local vendors as organizers celebrated the role farmers markets play in supporting local agriculture and small businesses. Create Baltimore, in partnership with the Mayor's Office of Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, hosted the celebration at the market beneath the JFX at 400 East Saratoga Street on August 2nd. And a woman walked into a hospital with a gunshot wound overnight after she was shot at an illegal car meetup in Prince George's County. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 005, the pick 4, 6778. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. With the MLB trade market heating up this weekend with no less than five deals consummated for starting pitching. The headliner, of course, was the Tigers throwing in the towel, sending back-to-back Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal to the Dodgers, Kevin Gausman going from the Jays to the Cubs. O's made a move, sending Dean Kramer to the Twins Friday for a minor leaguer. Manager Albanez was asked after yesterday's rain-shortened loss to Philadelphia if the team has done enough to give the front office confidence moving forward.
Mike in the front office, I trust them. Trust Mike, and that was kind of a weird deadline already, you know, with everyone in it right now, and you know, whatever happens, happens. Can't really control.
Birds are off today to begin a three-game set with the Angels tomorrow night at Camden Yards. Baltimore's pitcher would have been Kramer. That is currently listed as undecided. The Ravens are off yesterday and back at it with pads on today at Owings Mills. One of the guys looking forward to that is pass rusher Trey Hendrickson, who's had an interesting journey with NFL quarterbacks, practicing and going up against three of the best of our time.
And I've been spoiled in the quarterback room, Drew Brees, Joe Burrow, and now Lamar Jackson. So, you know, I can't speak enough about these high-level quarterbacks and how they lead teams, offense and defense. So, you know, when you're motivated to get number eight the ball back, makes it a little easier.
And finally, sports media news: CBS announcing that J.J. Watt will take over as the network's number one football analyst, working alongside Jim Nantz. Watt replacing Tony Romo, who's been placed on indefinite leave, his arrest for OWI in Wisconsin last week. Coming up in 30 minutes, will Adley Rutschman be traded? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can reach us by calling 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer, Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at, the FCC may yank the license of The View because of, they're calling, political bias. We have audio examples. We brought receipts with us this morning. Kamala and the Democrat socialist agenda has been fully revealed. And we'll tell you how the country feels about it. But a top story here today is that a Johns Hopkins researcher has now initially been detained by ICE at BWI, has now been released. A Johns Hopkins University researcher detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement while boarding a domestic flight at BWI this week has been released. Fatima Miaka, a research associate at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, was preparing to take a personal trip at BWI last week. She's a citizen of Cameroon. She entered the United States on June the 27th, 2023, on a visa that authorized her to remain in the country until June 13th, 2024. DHS says that she overstayed her visa, was taken into ICE custody pending immigration proceedings. Of course, the Trump administration now has been cracking down on those that overstay their immigration visas, their student visas, their tourist visas, and their bridal visas as well. Because this is how people often just stay in the country indefinitely. According to her attorney, Amiaka was on her way back to Baltimore over the weekend, and that she is in removal proceedings and her previously pending affirmative asylum claim will now be litigated before the immigration court. So what's interesting here is that, and I don't know what the paperwork shows. I don't know if there could have been a glitch in the paperwork. We do know that she had a visa that expired. That is a fact. Her visa expired. She was here on a Fulbright scholarship, studying at Hopkins. I don't know how long it takes to study that, if it's done in a year, because her visa was due to expire the following June, or whether it's a longer period of time. I don't know the answer to that. We'll have to find the answer to that. But she's often described as being a brilliant scientist. Now, if you are a brilliant scientist, you probably know your visa was going to expire, and you would have taken some action to prevent that. You would also, if you had applied, and she says here she applied for asylum into the United States. If you had applied for asylum, knowing that your visa expired as a brilliant scientist, you would then ask, well, what kind of document or paperwork am I going to get as I've applied for asylum because my visa has expired? So do I get something, a piece of paper that I can show somebody if they need to see my paperwork or whatever in case it's questioned? Apparently that didn't happen. So I don't know why that happens or didn't happen or if she's even, if this is even truthful. And my next question is, if you've applied for a Fulbright scholarship to come and study in the United States, why didn't you apply for asylum when you first got that visa, which is now, you waited until the visa expired, and then you go, oops, I let my visa expire, now I better, in order to get things expedited, apply for asylum. So we don't know all the facts here, but she is now no longer being held in Louisiana. She's out of ICE custody and on her way back to Baltimore. Again, I'm sure she's about ready to have a margarita or two with Senator Van Hollen. 8:13, traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, Jay, I wish I had one right now, to tell you the truth. Eastbound I-70 still blocked off before Marriottsville Road. The wreck was at Marriottsville Road. It was a truck that turned over. For a while, we had one lane getting by. Then the wreckers got in there trying to upright the vehicle, get it cleaned up. No traffic on I-70 beyond the split at Route 40, and at Marriottsville Road, still blocked off there as well. So all the traffic now is on Route 40. See them going through the light. There's a camera right there at Marriottsville Road. Two lanes are just going straight ahead. Then you have traffic light delays as you get closer towards Route 29. So we have to factor that in. Normally you would be on I-70 going 70 miles an hour, and then suddenly now you're on a surface street and more stop and go. So there's a lot of traffic through there. Centennial Lane, Bethany Lane, and coming up towards Route 29. A lot of traffic there because of the detour on I-70. Just made a quick check. Want to make sure we're okay and we're clear through Annapolis, top of the hill at I-97, Route 32. No problems from the Bay Bridge. We're clear at the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm, humid, chance of showers and storms today, tonight, as well, upper 80s today, and then back down into the mid-70s overnight, and throughout the rest of the week. It's going to be a rainy week, and we need the rain, right? Drizzle in 76 right now in Annapolis, 75 in Ellicott City. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. we are brought to you by the Smile Design Center, America 250, that is. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, then call Smile Design, 410-321-1100. We're introducing you to the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. None of them died as a result of their signatures, but before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes. None of the 56 ever renounced the cause of independence of their own free will. And today we meet one of the brothers who signed the Declaration of Independence. We're meeting the Virginia delegation, Francis Lightfoot Lee. He was Frank, as he was called, got his middle name from Francis Lightfoot, the best man at his parents' wedding. He grew up on a large Virginia plantation, and he was brother with Richard Henry Lee, who his resolution was the one that got the whole ball rolling for the Declaration of Independence. The Lee family had its fortune in selling furs, tobacco, and English-made goods, using the profits to purchase used tracts of land in colonial Virginia. His nickname was Cotton, which was later changed to Loudon because of Loudon County, where he grew up. His parents died when he was 16. Frank's temperament set him apart from his controversy-prone brothers, Richard, Henry, and Arthur. Arthur described him as calmness and philosophy itself, although his politics were just as radical as theirs. By 1758, Frank Lee and his brothers, Philip and Richard, had formed a family voting bloc in Virginia's colonial government. In 1766, the 13-year-old Frank signed Richard Henry's Westmoreland Resolution that challenged the king's authority and condemned the Stamp Act. These resolutions binding its signers to protect any colonists deprived of liberty or property by the Stamp Act were among the first seditious declarations against the crown. In 1775, Francis was elected to serve in the Second Continental Congress. By then, he shared Richard's certainty that independence was the only course of action for the colonies. On June the 7th of that year, Richard presented his resolution that the colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, and Frank wholeheartedly agreed, and he would go on and sign the Declaration of Independence in that July when it was written. He eagerly signed it in 1777. Later, with the Continental Army freezing at Valley Forge, Lee became the chair of a special congressional committee to support Washington's troops. He remained in Congress until 1779, when he returned to his wife Rebecca and their home in Richmond County. Frank Lee died of pleurisy in January of 1797. But as they were contemplating the Declaration of Independence, he sent a note to his brother Richard Henry, and Frank wrote, "When all our attention, every effort should be to oppose the enemy, we are disputing about government and independence." And thus is the story of Francis Lightfoot Lee, known as Frank, one of the brothers who signed the Declaration of Independence. And that is America 250 for today.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 8:20 coming up, still on the program. We're going to take a look at how they pleaded in the Dolly case that hit the Key Bridge, the criminal case, I should say, not the civil one. And then coming up, Kamala Harris reveals the Democrat socialist agenda and how America is reacting to it. And then later on, the FCC may yank the Views license to broadcast over political bias. You're listening to Casey and Company.
WCBM Baltimore.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Tell us more about the program, Victoria.
Absolutely. So Lori and Harmony Park has a very unique feature in our memory care, and it's called a multi-sensory room. So a multi-sensory room is a space that is very unique because it actually is meant to de-escalate a resident who has what I like to call expressive behaviors. Expressive behaviors are when someone is getting escalated and they can't communicate the same way that you or I can just because their brain has had some sort of deterioration and their communication style is going to be different. So you'll see someone start to get upset, start maybe hitting a table or fidgeting. These are called expressive behaviors. A lot of places will use what's called a anti-psychotropic medication to try to de-escalate them. We want to try to use them minimally. And with that being said, we need to have a space to help use them less. And so studies have found that a multisensory room, if you bring them in, can be extremely calming. So it includes things like low lighting, bubble tubes, fidget toys, things like that can actually get out some of that energy. So that way they're not seeing as much expressive behavior from them. And these are typically used at a time of day called sundowning, usually later around like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's found to be extremely helpful in minimizing behaviors in residents and using less medication for them. If you have a loved one who you've seen this in and you want some more information, please feel free to take a look at our website. That would be laurianassistedliving.com. You can get some phone numbers for the community you're interested in or reach out to our chat bot and we'll follow up with you for more information.
And don't forget for the new memory park at Harmony Hall, log on to laurianassistedliving.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. An accurate weather forecast from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
823, traffic and weather on the threes. The update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, looking at the camera here with the traffic detouring from I-70 on Route 40. They're coming into this traffic light at Marriottsville Road. They think, okay, we can make the left-hand turn here, go back over to 70. Well, the ramp from Marriottsville Road to eastbound I-70 is also blocked. So you can't do that. You're going to have to go over there and then turn around and come back. So just stay straight ahead on Route 40, come all the way into Route 29, and then 29 northbound, north and eastbound through there as you're coming up towards that ramp at I-70 once again. But that's a big delay. I-70 east of the split at Route 40 is still blocked off. There's a lot of traffic right now on Route 40 through that area. One slow area on the Beltway was continuing. Not a big deal, just a slowdown on the inner loop between Greenspring and the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, warm and humid, chance of showers and some thunderstorms throughout the day today. Upper 80s for the high, and then we get some chance for storms continuing overnight into the rest of the week. And right now we're looking at 74 and cloudy in Reisterstown. It's 76 in Ocean City. 824, got an email here from one of our listeners. I'll read it to you regarding Dr. Yan, which we did the story last hour, that the CCP virus was intentionally manufactured. It did have gain-of-function research. It was intentionally released to punish the West, specifically the United States. They let it go out into the community, thinking they could control it, found out otherwise. And then there were these military games where then they locked down Wuhan and then let it spread throughout the rest of the world. And Eddie points out, let's not forget Dr. Yan came out during the height of COVID, explained how it was an intentional attack by China. She had to go silent and into hiding shortly afterwards because her life was being threatened by the CCP. What a brave woman for sharing all the truths about COVID, both initially and now. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Attorneys representing Synergy Marine Group and the Synergy Maritime Corporation pleaded not guilty Friday to all counts in a superseding indictment in the connection with the March 24 collapse of the Key Bridge. Again, in May, federal prosecutors had charged the Synergy Marine Group, India-based Synergy Maritime, and a 47-year-old Indian citizen who served as the Dolly's technical superintendent with conspiracy, obstruction of agency proceeding, false statements, and willfully failing to immediately notify the U.S. Coast Guard of a known hazardous condition aboard a vessel. Prosecutors filed a superseding indictment in June, which added more allegations, but no additional charges. And remember, they claim that the loose wire and high-voltage switchboard likely triggered the first outage. The Dolly lost power several times within 4 minutes before it struck the bridge, killing the six on board. But we also know that it had power issues prior to it leaving the port. And it is something that we had a caller here, I remember, that morning of somebody, a friend of his who was an electrical worker that was called to work on the ship's electrical system because it was glitching or shorting out or whatever. And so, again, don't know if that was fixed appropriately. I don't know if that was tested before they left. But I'm not saying this was an intentional act as far as that kind of criminal charge. But you can be charged with criminal negligence in these cases. And I think they all pleaded not guilty in these criminal cases. But clearly there's going to be some of the responsibilities going to fall on the individual. And these two groups, Synergy Energy and Synergy Maritime. Because it just, again, then you talk about the not only the lives of the six workers, their families, the survivors, and then the massive cost it is going to take now, upwards of anywhere to $5 to $9 billion, and it won't be done till maybe 32 to later. The inconvenience that it has caused commuters. The national security that it is may have compromised because this is a important port and things need to get from the port through over the Key Bridge to the rest of the country that has impacted that shipment of cargo, be it sensitive or otherwise, and also impacted the port itself, which is horrifying. So again, we'll have to wait and see how this all comes out, but. You know, they had previously sought to get rid of the individual. Both Synergy Energy and Synergy Maritime wanted to sever the Indian citizen from the case, saying that it was uncertain if he would participate because they think he's in India at this point. But don't forget, there's still crew members here in the United States of the Dolly, okay? 2 years after. And they can't leave. They're stuck here based on pending charges, litigation, and that's, you know, unfortunate, maybe through no fault of their own, but it doesn't seem, again, I'm wondering if they're working, who's paying for their, again, there are a lot of questions here that need to be followed up, and I'm hopefully somebody will do that. U.S. District Judge James Bradar denied the request to sever the Indian citizen without prejudice, which I think it means he can open it up again later, but they've obviously now pleading not guilty to the criminal case because that might carry some jail time with it as well. Law Offices Michael A. Freeman there for you 24/7 should you ever need their services at serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And you do need serious legal representation, and nobody better than the law firm of Michael A. Freeman that has been recognized over the last decade or so, one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. They specialize in this. They put your recovery priority number one in everything, and I mean everything they do at the firm is designed with that in mind, that you get better, you recover, get back to your family, back to your job, back to running your business, all the really important priorities in life, and they will take care of everything else, whether it's out-of-court settlement, whether it's litigation, whether it's advancing medical costs or diminution of value of your total car. Give them a call, 410-363-6848. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com. 8:30 with news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a residential building fire in central Baltimore left one injured on Saturday afternoon, said the Baltimore City Fire Department. On August 1st, around 12 p.m., crews responded to the 200 block of Beale Court and found a two-story, low-rise building with fire showing from the first floor. One civilian was injured and was transported to an area hospital. No firefighter injuries were reported. And future repairs to Baltimore's conduit system will be handled by the city rather than BGE crews, with plans to rebuild an in-house conduit division once the current agreement with the utility ends in January, Mayor Brandon Scott's administration told the Baltimore Sun. In response to questions from the Sun, the Scott administration said staffing levels and cost have not yet been determined but would be funded through a proposed increase in the conduit franchise fee beginning in 2027. As Baltimore leaders continue debating on how to respond to youth crime, a group of local teenagers on Friday said one perspective has largely been missing from the conversation, theirs. The teens who spent 5 weeks studying Maryland's juvenile justice system before writing and performing an original production about incarceration, trauma, and resilience said adults should listen to young people before changing laws or deciding how children are punished. And Wes Moore delivered remarks at the 2026 National Governors Association summer meeting in Oklahoma. The newly elected chair of the NGA officially launched Service United, which is a bipartisan call to governors to create and expand paid service programs in their states. Moore says the programs will put people to work meeting urgent needs, help people to build skills, earn credentials, and connect them with employers. Moore says the long-term goal is to reach 1 million Americans serving each year within the next decade. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
833 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It looks like there's no change on the closure on I-70 on the eastbound side coming into Marriottsville Road and after the split at Route 40, and then looking at the Canberra, which is right here at Route 40 and at Marriottsville Road. That delay is still there. And as I was looking at this, I thought, you know, there's one other option here. If you did make the left at Marriottsville Road, you can go up across I-70, pick up Route 99. 99 brings you back down to Route 29 from the north side of I-70. And that's another option to get away from this backup on Route 40. So Route 99, come into 29, and then make your move from there. See some traffic coming on that ramp from 29, which is going south onto I-70. So some folks have picked up on that. You can use that as another option and a detour route. There's a delay, of course, on Route 40 from Howard County all the way into 29, and a backup in that turn lane onto Marriottsville Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking rain and storms today with highs in the very warm and humid upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Should be an interesting day today in Major League Baseball, as tonight at 6 p.m. is the MLB trade deadline, and the Birds are really in no man's land at this point. GM Mike Elias puts it into context.
We're not going to have a strong bias towards being in one of those buckets, buyer or seller. I think we put ourselves in a position where we can't have a bias in either direction, so we are out in the market on the phones, finding out what's going on out there, and looking at things on a case-by-case basis.
Well, the Orioles were active on Friday, dealing Dean Kramer to the Twins, and now there are reports that another deal could be in the offing, most notably from Joel Sherman of the New York Post and MLB.com's Jake Rill, that with catchers at a premium, the O's are willing to trade Adley Rutschman. Several clubs engaging the Orioles. Five American League teams are believed to be looking for catching help, including the Yankees, Red Sox, Rays, White Sox, and Rangers. The fact that three of those teams reside in the American League East with Baltimore could complicate matters, or maybe even raise the price. Who knows? Meanwhile, the Ravens back at it this morning in Owings Mills. Pads come on for the first time today, and lots for both sides of the ball to digest this summer camp, what with new coordinators installing their systems. Lamar seems to be picking up the offense rather quickly. His main man, Zay Flowers, wondering how.
I don't know. If I'm being honest, I don't know how he'd be able, like, I don't know how he pick up on the system so fast. Like, it's crazy. Because, like, I got to study a lot. But this one, I don't know. He just pick it up quick. Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay, I guess he doesn't know. Meanwhile, on defense, bigger things are expected this year from last year's number one draft pick. Talking about safety Malachi Starks, of course.
I think last year I was really just learning a lot all at once, so I was kind of hesitant. But just flying around having fun. And my biggest thing is attacking the football. You know, that's the most important thing on the football field. So any chance I can get to attack the ball, I think I'm going to take it.
Starks, even as a rookie a year ago, saw more snaps last year than any other player on the Ravens defense. Other NFL news, former Ravens Jadeveon Clowney going back to his roots, signing with the Texans. Rams pass rusher Myles Garrett out for the third straight day yesterday, dealing with soreness in his lower half. The time now is 8:37 when we return on what actually happens in the huddle.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
Question.
Yes.
What is the lower half?
The lower half is your waist down.
Okay.
That's what the report said.
What, do they get like a hockey now? They can't say whether it's a foot or a leg or
seriously,
a knee.
Seriously, yeah.
Or something else?
I have actually noticed that a lot. Many teams don't do that. They don't really report the part. They report the half,
wow,
as it were. Yeah, it's true.
Is that just during preseason, or is that during the regular season as well?
No, it's during the regular season, too. Wow. Yeah. No, it's interesting.
Okay.
Hey, I don't know if you saw this or not. This kind of did make the rounds on social media. And people wonder all the time, like, you know, normal questions, like, what happens on the field? Like, what do you, like, what's the talk like, right? So this happened at Big Ten Football Media Day last week. Okay. Oregon, now one of the members of the Big Ten. Their tight end, Jamari Johnson, who's highly touted, was asked what his quarterback, All-American Dante Moore, does in the huddle that loosens up the team. Okay, here is Johnson's remark. Oh, please. No way.
You lost it?
Lost it.
Okay.
Oh.
Can you paraphrase it?
Yes. He farts in the huddle.
Oh.
And it's like a competition.
Right. So, he breaks the wind, then he breaks the huddle. There you go.
Ready, break.
Cause and effect.
Yeah. I'm gonna get that sound right somewhere.
Thanks, Gary. Because
he could say it better than I did.
Yeah. Get it and play it for Maggie. She's very interested, you can see. Thanks so much, Gary. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So today, the Maryland General Insane Asylum reconvenes in an absolute power grab by the Democrats. They're meeting for the next 3 days or so in Annapolis. I don't think there's that many people signed up for oral testimony. We'll find out. By the way, it'll be streamed live at the Maryland General Assembly website. So if you're interested in watching the insane asylum try to change the constitution of our state to eliminate Republican representation altogether. Don't think there's anything fair about the map. We heard from Electric Bill Ferguson earlier this morning that this is all about the rules to map making and not the actual map itself. Well, you know, gee, why do you think they're going back in and wanting to change the constitution? Do you think it's to help Republicans? Think again. Do you think it's to help Marylanders? Think again. I do notice that in House Bill 2100, the actual verbiage that is going to be used on your ballot, because it's going to pass. They have the numbers, three-fifths of a majority in both the House and Senate. The governor's going to sign it, and it's going to be on our ballot in about 90 days or so. Okay? So it's going to be worded either you are for the constitutional amendment or against the constitutional amendment. So when people say vote no, that's not the verbiage that you'll see. It's against. So we should be starting using this when you're talking to everybody about this amendment. once it passes, is to vote against the constitutional amendment, just to make sure there's no confusion. So I think Republicans ought to also take some ads out and get some big money here, because this might be the brink of extinction for the Maryland Party, Maryland Republican Party, if Andy Harris, not this time out, but in 2028, would lose his seat based on this. And then I want to get to the question itself, which I find to be most interesting, because you read through this House Bill 2100, it's typical government gobbledygook. All right, listen to this verbiage. And it doesn't say it's going to be exactly like this. It says, at the general election, a question substantially similar to the following should be submitted to the qualified voters of the state. Well, what does that mean, qualified? Does that mean they're just registered in the state? Do they have to present a photo ID? What does qualified mean? Interesting. I don't know if that's been defined in this. Anyway, here's the question. The proposed constitutional amendment clarifies that certain standards in the Maryland Constitution apply only to districts used to elect members of the General Assembly, authorizes the General Assembly to grant original jurisdiction to the Supreme Court of Maryland to review the congressional districting plan of the state, and requires the criteria for boundaries of congressional districts to be determined by applicable federal laws. Now, do you have any idea what that means? I know you probably had. I had to read it through a couple of times. And I just shared it with you once. Do you have any idea what they just said in that question? And this is the game that's played in Annapolis. So basically what they're saying, let's take it bit by bit. The proposed constitutional amendment clarifies that certain standards in the Maryland Constitution apply only to districts used to elect members of the General Assembly. So what they're arguing there is that these standards, these rules to make the districts, only apply to the General Assembly members and not to members of Congress. It's a whole different standard. So they can play with the boundaries of the congressional districts, but the state districts they will leave alone. They're not going to touch those. Authorizes the General Assembly to grant original jurisdiction to the Supreme Court of Maryland to review the congressional districting plan of the state, meaning that it is can be reviewed by the state Supreme Court, and they can sign off on it. Once they sign off, and then it's not appealable. And requires the criteria for boundaries of congressional districts to be determined by applicable federal laws. That's under the Voting Rights Act or whatever. So they've created a double standard here, is that state districts cannot be touched. Congressional districts can be touched and drawn the way, whatever, which way they want. So, but that's how confusing this whole nonsense is. It really is. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so that was a dump truck that was involved in this wreck on I-70. We just found out. He turned over, and then they had to get it uprighted. So that's a big vehicle that has to be uprighted. And for the most part, eastbound 70 had been closed for the better part of this morning. I just saw one car that was kind of moving through that area. Not sure if they've reopened the ramp back there or not at Marriottsville Road. So here's the deal. You come in on I-70. You have to take the ramp to Route 40 and then 40 eastbound from there into Marriottsville Road or straight ahead on Route 40 towards Route 29. Here comes another car eastbound. So maybe back there they may be letting some traffic through now at Marriottsville Road. So the options are you stay on Route 40. If you go north of I-70, Route 99 runs parallel there as well. Then you come over to 29 south and back on to I-70. There's still a big delay through there, still very confusing, and I don't see a lot of traffic still coming eastbound. So next report, maybe we'll have some better news back there around Marriottsville Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm, humid, chance of showers, storms later on throughout the afternoon, upper 80s today, and more chance of storms tonight and throughout the rest of the week. Right now, cloudy, 79 in Annapolis. It is 76 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. A man in Utah was driving on the interstate. Lightning struck his truck. But miraculously, he walked away unharmed. Unfortunately, it sparked a fire that destroyed his vehicle along with thousands of dollars worth of his tools, but he was touched when his 9-year-old son offered all the money he had been saving for a dirt bike so dad could buy his new tools. Here's Casey Pettis on what happened.
Just as we're talking, boom, I just get rocked. Now, it was just kind of like, for me, big flash of light, and it happened so fast. The truck just got like violently shook, and then like just a big flash of light, and it took me a few seconds to realize, holy crap, I just got struck by lightning. I wasn't thinking about this at the time until the truck was on fire, but I lost a lot of tools. I probably had a few thousand dollars worth of tools in the truck because I'm a general contractor and that's what I do. But then he flashes this wad of cash and he's like, here, Dad, you can have this to replace your tools. I just felt so loved.
Yeah, another great story. And so you can always replace trucks and tools, but he's alive and so is his 9-year-old son, and that is our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx, plus over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
All right, Kamala Harris is promising to destroy America if she's elected. That'll be a really good platform. She wants to expand Supreme Court, dump the Electoral College, give D.C. and Puerto Rico statehood, but she got caught in another... asinine statement. Here is what she said over the weekend.
We need to revisit the Electoral College. We need to revisit the point of expanding the court to 13 justices like we have 13 district courts. We need to revisit, if they so want, statehood for Puerto Rico and D.C.
Yes.
If we regain control of the Senate, I served on this committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, when I was in the Senate. Only the second black woman elected to the United States Senate after Carol Moseley Braun. And the Senate Judiciary Committee has the power to create rules for its committee that don't have to go to the whole Senate for a vote. And worry about filibuster and all.
Yeah, so she's promising to rig the system to give all the power to the Democrats like they're trying to do this week in special session. She has learned nothing from her historic loss to Donald J. Trump. And by the way, we do not have 13 district courts. We have 13 circuit courts in America, not district courts. We have hundreds of district courts, if not thousands, but 13 circuit courts. So Kamala, by the way, her new California mansion she just purchased is in an area with no black people in it whatsoever. So she obviously is very inclusive there. Members of the DSA have been caught pledging to support and defend China. That's the Democrat Socialists of America. So they're out there blatant. They think, they've got at least something that appeals to people during this affordability crisis. And a new Democrat Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate, her name is Francesca Hong. I don't know where they dig these people up. She has recently openly detailed a severe mental health crisis she had in high school. She suffered a mental breakdown that landed her in a psychiatric hospital for a week. She described intense numbness and emotional pain that led her to self-harm by cutting. She was a cutter. And she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, prescribed SSRIs, and overdosed on lithium. So, yeah, that's somebody really stable I want running for governor in the state of Wisconsin. Troy Jackson, meanwhile, the Graham Plattner selection. We finds out he married his second cousin, and they had three children. These people, you cannot make this stuff up, folks. And finally, new poll out by, Washington Post, Ipsos. The good news is 55% of respondents said they would not consider casting their ballot for a self-identified Democrat socialist presidential candidate. 39% said the opposite. 6% did not respond. The bad news is 55%. It used to be like 85, 95%. And just like a decade ago, it was like 75%. Now it's down to 55%. A slim majority would not vote for a Democrat socialist in the country. Go figure about that. Just unbelievable. All right, it's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. We'll tell you about our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. For more than 40 years, they've helped people take charge of their health, and right now they're saying a big thank you. If you've trusted Rescue, as I have, with your wellness needs during the customer appreciation sale going on right now, save an incredible 50%. You can mix and match any five or more single bottles, and your order will ship for free. Just use the promo code VIP50. It's VIP50. Whether you're focused on heart health, healthy cholesterol, joint comfort, cognitive support, digestion, or simply feeling your best every day, this is the perfect time to stock up on premium formulas you know and can trust. Visit res-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. You'll speak to a friendly, knowledgeable Rescue consultant ready to help you find the supplements that fit your health goals. Don't miss Rescue's biggest thank you of the year, a customer appreciation sale. Save 50% off, get free shipping, you mix and match five or more single bottles. Use the code VIP50. That's VIP50.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Rockin' the Talk 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. This is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Got this text in from Rick in Essex. He said, Sean, earlier in the show, you announced it's Grab Some Nuts Day. Is Chuck safe? Is he okay?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm just wondering, is he referring you to as you as a nut? Therefore, if they...
I don't care.
They might come and get you.
I don't care.
Round you up, as they say.
Hey, they got nothing on me. Come on.
Oh, pardon the pun.
All they are is a gun and a badge. Get out.
That's right.
And they said to Al Capone. Al Capone said to Elliot Ness.
That's right.
Just a gun and a badge. Shut up.
Oh. All right, what's happening?
All right, so, you know, we get more information as we go along. So here for the last report, we finally found out what happened here. Tractor trailer was involved and a dump truck involved on this wreck on I-70. The dump truck, it looks like it may be turned over on one side. The tractor trailer, the front of that, was all banged up. So that's the reason why it's taken so long to get this thing clear on I-70 at Marriottsville Road. So we're still detouring onto Route 40. You can make the left-hand turn at Marriottsville Road. Then you have to go up to Route 99 and come east on 99, back down to 29, make your move from there. So you're either on Route 40, which is on one side of 70, or on Route 99. So at least you have a couple of options, but there's still some very heavy traffic, and I don't see any traffic coming east on I-70. Do we have 1 second?
Sure.
Okay, let me just check this one camera here just to see. Yeah, there's still no traffic coming east after Marriottsville Road. I'm looking at the camera right there at 29, and Lonesome George is out there right now. Nobody coming east. So that's going to be there for a while. Dump truck on its side, tractor all smashed up. Maybe another hour before things change through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm, humid, chance of showers, storms throughout the day. Again today, upper 80s. Chance continues into tonight through most of the week. So it's going to be an unstable weather pattern for most of the week. 75 in cloudy Forest Hill, 77 in Middle River. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was great. It was great. I made it up to Olivia. She had a great birthday weekend. We went to David Buster's twice.
Twice? Wow.
Yeah. So she had a good weekend.
Consecutive visits or different days?
You know what? It was Friday and then Sunday.
Oh, okay.
We were going to go to the Orioles game yesterday.
Oh, right.
But it's not weighing down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we ended up watching the game at Dave & Buster's. Of course, she played games. But beyond that, today is a special day. First day of special session.
Right.
And Senator Steve Hershey did say if he can call in, he will at the top of the show. So we'll see if we'll have time. I know they start at 9 o'clock. I think they're supposed to be on the floor.
Yes.
So I don't know if he's going to be able to step out.
They gaveled it, what, at noon?
Yeah.
I think that's when the coverage begins. Or
right. But then you saw where Republicans are planning to hold a press conference
at
apparently.
11.
Yeah.
Right.
So are they walking out, Sean?
Right.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
What are they doing?
maybe they take roll call, then they don't get started till noon, whatever.
Yeah, but well, I'm hoping
I'm hearing
do, like,
that only
out.
8 people have signed up to give oral testimony.
So I didn't even hear when that opened up.
That was opened up last week. They give them 24 hours notice to sign up.
What day was that?
Thursday, and I think Friday at 6 p.m. was the deadline.
Okay, see, I missed that entire thing, or I would have talked about it on the show, and I feel bad that I missed it all. But I guess I didn't come back till Friday, so.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we'll talk all about the special session, of course, the shooting at In-N-Out Burger in Twin Falls, Idaho. Very sad situation. And then also, Wes Moore had a big weekend. He was all over the media, and now I guess he's the chair there for the National Governors Association.
Yeah,
not sure
I saw
how that
happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that something that they elect them to, or?
I think the governors, they get together and they elect a person. And I saw some of the, I've got some of the audio from Meet the Press, but I saw some of what Wes Moore had to say there at this association meeting. And you know what, Sean? He's such a hypocrite. He says one thing in front of this huge group of governors,
right,
and then he does something different here in the state of Maryland. He talks about how most people aren't even paying attention to being a Republican or Democrat, you know, in this country, and they're not having that conversation. Yet here he is pushing redistricting to draw out our lone Republican out of the congressional delegation.
Yeah,
it's like he's got two sides of his mouth going. So anyways, we'll talk about that more.
And he has a big lawsuit on his hands.
Oh, yes. David Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was filed on Friday. So
I wonder if he has a shot at that one. I don't know.
You know, we'll see.
It makes a statement.
It does. All right.
Thanks, Sean.
We'll be in tune right up at the top of the hour. By the way, The View is in trouble. They might have their license yanked by the FCC. Federal Communications Commission Chairman Brendan Carr is saying that they're arguing they're a bona fide news program. Okay, that's the argument why they should have a license. But the FCC has put together a montage of evidence, receipts, if you will, audio, that would indicate, no, this isn't news. This is political activism, and it's one way. It's biased. It's slanted towards the Democrats for your listening enjoyment.
As long as Republicans are in power in the majority, there will never be accountability. There will never be checks and balances. There will never be
correct
oversight. And so if Americans want this to end, want the abuses of power checked, they have got to vote Democrats in November.
White women, Republicans, I just read a poll that the suburbans are now voting Republican. That is like roaches voting for Raid.
You're not voting for Republicans. You're voting for a cult. Remember that.
I want Donald Trump to lose, and I don't play today's video.
This is the kind of thing that I don't even know what to say anymore. If people still follow this fascist pig, then I don't know what else to say.
25th Amendment is time. It's time. It's ridiculous. It's the bill that would force people to have ID when they come to vote. Nobody wants it.
Yeah. Well, the Save America Act, yeah, which is ironic, because it's really saving his behind.
They are the Epstein file protection party.
You'd be comfortable still voting for Graham Platner if you lived in Maine.
I was one of those people, and I said it, if I lived in Maine, I would have, you know, plugged my nose and I would have voted for him anyway. I think that we are in a time of existential crisis. We need to be realistic, and as a Democratic party, we need to win.
Yes,
we need to get
something
this country
that
we
have.
You know what to do on Election Day. Yeah. You know what to do. This is
bona fide news program. That's the funniest thing I've heard in 100 years. All right, good luck with that license of The View. We'll see what happens. Kim is up next right after the 9 o'clock news, so stay tuned for her. Always informative and entertaining. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM with special session updates. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.